sneezes.
Yeah, what's going on? Man, that happened to me the other day. I sneezed like 9 or 10 times in a row.
In a row? In the it's office. Kind of nice though, because it's like.
Felt super awkward about it.
It's like an orgasm for your nose. Oh, in the
no,
office.
No, it sucks.
You don't like
when
sneezing?
No, when it like continues, like when you can't stop it.
It's kind of fun though. Maybe that's like when.
No, like you can't, like it's like you feel like it won't stop.
But isn't it still kind of like, do you find that it's kind of a nice sensation?
I think
when you sneeze?
2 or 3 is good.
I guess when you're up to 10, it's like those ladies that like.
Because then you're not, it's like, oh shit.
Apparently there's like ladies that can't stop orgasming. So if you can't stop sneezing, it's like you're one of those ladies.
No, it's not the same thing at all.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, it's like an, it's a little, like, it's like similar. Like you sneeze, it's kind of like an orgasm for your nose. You have that little tingle that, like, the choo.
No, it doesn't feel good after a while.
But the first 3 do.
Yeah.
So you're saying that if you're able to, you know, arrive multiple times in a row, it wouldn't feel good anymore?
What do you mean?
You guys should do this on broadcast.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I tricked him.
I knew it was on.
He knows. He always knows when it's on. It's, you can just tell.
I know.
You can just tell. Yeah. So, this is even more awkward than it already was. Should we start the show?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess we should.
So? Oh, yeah, okay. Do the song.
It's the Two Buds. The Two Buds Podcast. Two Buds. Two Buds Podcast. It's Josh. And Lee. And Lee. And Josh. It's the Two Buds. Two Buds Podcast. One is sick. The other is a cunt. It's the Two Buds. Two Buds Podcast. See what I did there?
I
you
like
thought
that.
I was going to rhyme sick with dick. And then instead I used...
You're going to say prick.
You thought, or okay, you thought I was going to say one is sick, the other is a prick.
Mm-hmm.
But I said a different word. It was like a bait and switch.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty clever. We're on the cutting edge here at Two Buds. So how's it going? It's Two Buds. This is episode 3. I'm Lee.
Yeah, this is episode 3. Sweet. I'm Josh.
And Charlie's in the background, and Josh's wife Serena is also in the background.
Yeah.
And we've got Goose 4-star Pils, and you have a Alexander Keith's,
mm-hmm.
The beer of a child molester.
What?
Remember that guy, that Alexander Keith's guy, the like spokesperson? Remember that guy that was like the like spokesman for Alexander Keith's? He ended up being a, I'm going to look this up right now.
Spokesman?
There's the ads, the really good commercials. Alexander Keith's had really good commercials, and then it turned out that...
Those who like it a lot?
No, they're... Okay, I'll see if I can find it. I am connected onto Wi-Fi this episode. Oh, man, my sneezes. I hope... be careful with touching your face and your eyes. I did just wash my hands, but I just came down with something. I've just gotten sick, so just
great.
Be careful.
Good to know.
And it's a good thing I told you after you fed me. Oh, the Spilly Talker. You remember this one? The Spilly Talker. What? You never seen these?
I don't
Maybe
know.
You
put How old
them
are
out
they?
Of your mind because like the guy ended up being a child molester.
When were these up?
Quite a while ago. You might remember if you see it.
So the donkey says, $20, same as in town. What do you get when you cross a
Oh, yeah, these are lame.
You don't think they're funny?
No, not really.
Spilly Talker?
They're
not that good.
Yeah, they kind of suck. The only reason why I drink Keith's is because I went to school out there. It's alright. It's better than, like,
yeah,
Canadian.
It's not great. Like, it's not amazing.
It's, like, the
it's
best
good,
out
though.
Of all the, like, major, you know, Canadian brewed beers.
You think it's better than Western? I'm partial to Great
Western's
Western.
Not that big though. I'm mean, like the nat, like
okay.
The ones that you can get across the country.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So like
I think
better
Keith's
than Canadian, Kokanee,
Blue, Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue.
Like all those.
Canadian.
I feel like Keith's is the best of all.
Yeah, I like Keith's. I think it's good. Yeah.
And like you know, I went to school in Nova Scotia. Serena and I's anniversary is on October 5th, Alexander Keith's birthday.
Ah.
When we went to the Lower Deck in Halifax together.
Wow. That's romantic.
I know.
Did you get really drunk on Alexander Keith's?
We did.
Nice.
$5 for a pint.
That's not
That's all they serve. They go around.
Really? Just $5 Keith's and that's it?
Yeah.
Neat. But does it bother you that it's not technically an actual India Pale Ale? Apparently Keith's is not. I'm going to look that up too. Might as well.
Well,
apparently it's
not
like an IPA.
Not really. It's not that hoppy.
India, Alexander Keith's, not actually.
It doesn't really bother me. Like, it's.
I don't really like
it.
IPAs,
is what it is.
To be honest with you, I'm not a big fan.
I like it. Serena loves it.
Yeah?
She's crazy.
Big fan.
And not just
it.
Like, not Keith's. Like, she'll go as as hoppy as possible.
Yeah, so she is a big
but Keith,
fan.
But Keith's
IPA.
Is just, you know.
It's not. Apparently, it isn't an IPA. I'm going to look that up right now.
Well, it isn't really.
Apparently, IPAs are like. Keith's Brewery Tour is cool, but that's still not an IPA.
Yeah.
In fact, the Bloody Thing isn't even an ale. It's a standard pale lager in the... back in the 1800s. Really was an IPA. Keith's is a fake IPA into pickup line. Oh. An unnamed editor at Mom and Hops once integrated the line Keith's is a fake IPA into a successful pickup line with his server at a bar. This editor relates well with this article by Jason Foster at Planet S. This is actually Planet S magazine. This is like real local. It's no secret that I'm a sourpuss when it comes to Alexander Keith's beer. Keith's is a byproduct of the world's largest beer corporation, AB InBev. But that's not my main complaint. My real... problem is that they continue to sell Keith's as an India Pale Ale, which it is not, full stop. In fact, the Bloody Thing isn't even ale, it's a standard pale lager. Do we care about any of this?
No.
No.
So anyway,
it's good. It's a good
what are we going to do today?
We're going to... It's an IPA. I heard that IPAs are kind of dated in that they're still served as beers, because back in the day when pale ales, IPAs were invented, they needed lots of hops to preserve the beer from spoiling.
Yeah.
And they don't need to make beer like that anymore. But apparently, like your wife, a lot of people like IPAs.
Well, I think it's been a super trendy thing for the last 5 years or so.
Oh, for sure. Definitely a lot of hipsters are into, not saying that your wife is a hipster, but...
Maybe she is a hipster, I don't know.
Well...
Are you a hipster?
Are you a hipster, Serena? Do you know what a hipster is?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Is it hipster? If you don't know what a hipster is, does that make you more or less of a hipster?
Probably more of a hipster.
You think so?
She looks kind of hipsterish.
I don't know about that.
She can speak Chinese.
Well, because... good joke, good joke. Yeah, so, good beer with a... actually, I've got to look up this spokesperson. Keith's commercial guy...
Nah, don't worry about that. Okay, so today we're doing Seinfeld versus
Kirby.
We
don't need to jump into it right away.
Oh, what are you looking at?
You were just on. Well, we gotta banter. We gotta have a little back and forth.
No,
for
but you
while.
Just keep looking up random shit.
Well,
because
I'm
thing.
Interested about stuff. It's this.
What
is,
are you interested
this
in?
This is the cutting edge. I want to find out about Keith's commercial guy.
No, that's not important. Those commercials suck anyway.
Yeah.
No wonder I forgot about them.
Well, maybe they sucked for a reason, so that once their guy ended up. Being a child molester, they could just say, oh, you don't remember that. Anyways. Okay.
So.
Keith's beer ad actor jailed as for child porn. That's too bad. Let's see.
Cool.
Robert Smith, best known for his role as the strident Scotsman in Alexander Keith's beer commercials, was sentenced to 21 months in jail yesterday for possessing and disseminating child pornography. Just a few short years ago. Okay. Yeah. Well, you were on TV. So we should talk about that. next episode, we'll have you over, and we're going to go over the game film. So I have your appearance on TV recorded,
right?
And we're going to go over it frame by frame and discuss.
Oh, I don't really want to watch it again.
You have watched it?
Yeah, I watched
it. What's it like watching yourself on TV?
It's weird.
One really of the
weird.
Worst things ever? It is a weird experience. Do you hate it?
I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would, because I didn't really screw anything up. Like it
you
was
looked like
awkward
you were ready to
times.
Burst out laughing a few times.
Yeah, for sure. I felt really
at the
weird.
Very start, you looked like you're about to burst out laughing.
Well, dude, like
and one of the packages fell over.
Yeah, I know.
I saw you notice that and laugh. I've watched this more.
Well,
than
Well, you're
once.
In this random like little TV studio, and it doesn't feel real. The fact that you're actually on TV, so it's like
it's all
you're kind of just
surreal.
Like realizing it's like holy shit, like what is this? Because it feels like something out of the 90s. You know, I feel like I'm surprised it's still around, even.
I was talking about this a little bit on our group chat. I was mentioning this. There's a comedian named Tom Segura, and comedians have to go on these morning news shows sometimes to promote dates and all this stuff. And it's so stupid. Like, it's so dated. It's, like you said, straight out of the 90s. They're stuck in the 90s. They don't have another model.
They all speak like this.
Like, isn't it weird?
I'm Jeremy Dodge. I don't think they know the sound of their own voice anymore.
Like, was that what it was like off camera?
It was weird. Like, the weather dude, he walked by. I was sitting on their couch thing, setting up the microphone. And then the weather guy kind of walks by and looks pissed off. He's, like, shaking his head. And then all of a sudden, like, then they go live, and it's, like, the woman host and him going, like, this back-and-forth banter.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I don't even know what the fuck they were talking about. It was, like, the story was about shopping at Value Village for back to school. And she's, like, wow, $30 for all that stuff.
Just
I could really, like
unnatural conversations.
I would love that. I'm really good at shopping. And then he's, like, oh, I'm sure you are. So am I. And then they had this awkward, like, laugh. Yeah. Like, both, I don't know, it was like, I was like, looking at this, I was like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is going on right now?
This is such horseshit. Yeah, it was weird. And then I did my little bit, and that was kind of
awkward. You did great. I mean, given that you were on a morning cable news show.
Yeah, and I didn't know what was going to, it was basically all improv, because I didn't really know what they were going to do.
Really?
They brought all these, like, frozen meals. I was like, okay, cool. I can talk about that a little bit, I guess. My whole point was I was trying to talk more about, Chet
Goodfood.
And you
didn't get a chance to do that
until I got a little bit. And I wish I would have got I probably could have got a bit more. I'm sure they wouldn't have cut me off.
Could have plugged the Two Butts podcast.
But he skipped one of the questions that he was going to ask me about our program. So that kind of threw me off. And then I just got a little bit into the end. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Weird. So, would you say that I am more or less of a voice, of a put-on voice when the mics are rolling?
Less.
Less.
Because I think they change their voice.
Yeah.
I don't think they speak like this.
In real life.
In real life.
When they conversed with you when you came on the show and they gave you your preview.
You know how, like, Ron Burgundy does those, like, kind of...
Oh, like unique New York.
Yeah, stuff like that.
The human
they didn't really do that, but you could kind of tell they were, like, practicing their TV voice, like, just by speaking random stuff before. Like, not, you know, like, going through routines, but, like, they would just kind of look around and be like, they were looking at, like, the frozen pack. Like, Jeremy Dodge was looking at
Nicolinas.
The frozen pack. He's like, 1 pound. And I was like, yep. Cool, man.
Deluxe pizza pop, 4-pack.
Yeah,
on sale now at Safeway.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, that was weird. I just kind of got on randomly. One of the, I don't know, producers or whatever walked into our office at the end of the day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just asked.
Were you getting paid to be there at least?
No.
That wasn't part of your job?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so whatever.
Like,
well,
hours.
It's like...
Billable hours?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I took off a half hour earlier yesterday. So.
Yeah, boom. There you go. Should have taken off another, like, 2 for, like, emotional distress.
No, it wasn't bad. But yeah, no, it's cool, whatever. Now I'm on...
You're on TV.
TV?
Yeah,
that's something.
Ran, you know, like, 30 seconds of your 15 minutes.
Hmm?
No, I would say those don't count for your 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, it was 4 minutes. So.
It's that long, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Down to 11 minutes now.
I know, man. It sucks.
Well, what can a guy do in 11 minutes?
I also got on the front page of a Chinese newspaper, though. What's that worth?
Oh. I don't know. Front page, you know, that takes...
But the story wasn't about me, it was just the picture.
Oh, well, it takes you about a second to look at that picture, so you're now down to...
But if 8 million people saw that newspaper...
Yeah, it's minute by minute. It doesn't count for... It's not a per-person basis.
Oh, okay, fair enough. 1 second.
It's just 1 second on your already 4 minutes.
All right, let's get into it, though.
All right.
Trying to keep this thing
trying
on
to keep
track.
It on track. All right, that's probably good that someone's keeping me in check.
So we're doing Seinfeld versus Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I know for a fact that you think that Seinfeld is a better.
I do still think that.
There's
honestly.
Not
and
a
I've,
chance.
And I'm the only one out of the two of us that have watched both shows loyally.
In their entirety.
I've
their
probably
entirety?
Seen every Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Really? Well, then you've seen
probably.
Oh boy.
There's probably a chance that I've missed 2 or 3 episodes of both. But
you've actually
I've
seen more Curb than I have if you've seen every episode of Curb, because I have.
I don't think I've
seen
every episode.
Okay.
I probably but I'd probably say at least 80% of both TV shows.
Wow. I will admit I need to watch more Seinfeld. Seinfeld is a great show, and I realize that more and more as I watch it, but Curb is just, it's so much better to me. It's more clever, it looks better. I like getting, like, there's a lot of comedians on Curb. I like the format. I really appreciate the dialogue format of Curb Your Enthusiasm. They have their stories that have to go, they have their beats that they have to reach.
Yeah.
But the conversation is what's the word? I'm tired. You ever have trouble finding words when you're tired?
Yeah.
I'm very tired and I'm a little sick right now, so I'm it is improv. That's not the word that I'm looking for, though. It's
I'm not sure.
When it's
I'm looking tired.
Well, whatever. They do their. It's just kind of off the cuff. And I love that style about it, how they're just, okay, this is happening, talk about this, do this. And for comedians, and there's a lot of comedians on Curb, I think that's a good, I think you get better, more genuine acting performances out of your performers by doing that with comedians. Jerry Seinfeld's a terrible actor. He is hilarious. I'll give him that.
But
too.
It works.
Shit that
it
come
works
up
in the TV
Seinfeld,
show.
It kind of does work in the TV show that he's a bad actor. But I just think Larry David is so much funnier than Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's in this stuck in his way clean comedian thing, and not that there can't be clean comedians that aren't serial rapists, but you know, like he is hilarious. But I mean, I don't know. I struggle with guys that are. I don't know.
We're talking about the show Seinfeld.
Well, his comedy is always clean, too.
Yeah, but we're talking about the show Seinfeld. We're not talking about a stand-up.
Well, okay. So Jerry Seinfeld's a terrible actor.
Yeah, fair enough. But, like, the other thing with Seinfeld is it is way more scripted than Curb, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that there isn't any improv.
And I'm not saying it's not good that it's scripted.
Because I know that, like, Kramer's character, for instance, like, he would improvise stuff on set that they might include in the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing that goes on at Curb, where, like, you probably have a loose script. And
yeah.
Then, but Curb's way more improvised.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing it totally to Seinfeld. But there is some of that on Seinfeld. Another strong thing about Seinfeld is you had four characters, and you can make an argument for all four of them that they were the funniest character in that TV show.
Yeah, for sure. They could probably all have their own show. I wouldn't dedicate myself to watching it as much as I would. I do plan on watching more Seinfeld. I will admit it was a great show.
And you had George's dad, played by Jerry Stiller, who was fucking amazing.
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I agree. But I mean, there's strong characters in Curb. You got Crazy Eyes Killer. You got fucking Leon, who's amazing. Better than any character. I would argue better than any character in Seinfeld. Fucking Leon. His name's Leon, right?
Yeah, Leon's pretty
played
funny.
Played by fucking, what's his name? God damn it. I'm really drawing blanks right now, but he's, alright, Curb cast. The wife of the best friend, who's just a battle axe, she's kind of funny.
Yeah.
What's his name? Why can't I remember it? J.B. Smoove plays Leon Black. And he's amazing. Gun to my head, it's Larry David and J.B. Smoove. But I mean, Richard Lewis is funny. Jeff Gardner, Jeff's funny.
I don't know.
Maybe not as good.
Like there was a lot of weak points in Curb and a lot of repetitive jokes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just find that the, like...
Like, it's more awkward humor, right? Like,
yeah,
because it's
a
longer format, it's more
shit.
Improv, there's a bit more, like, of those awkward moments.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's funny to a point, but I felt like some episodes of Curb were better than others. Others, like, I feel like, yeah, I was like, alright. Whereas Seinfeld, I feel like, other than, like, the first couple seasons of Seinfeld weren't great. I don't really like watching it. But after it gets to the third season and beyond, I feel like almost every episode, like, I can just watch through and, like, just be super entertained by it.
And not Curb.
But, I mean, it's only 20 minutes compared to, you know, a longer format. But, yeah, with Curb, I feel like some of the episodes are a little bit Even actually early episodes of Curb, I'd feel the same way.
You know what? I mean, I remember seeing some earlier episodes of Curb, and they're still really good. Like, I think the very first episode is the pants tent, where, you know, Larry David's pants, like, bunch up all the time. He's like, oh, look at these pants. It looks like I have a boner. I relate to that so much, because when I was sitting around in elementary school and, like, high school, I remember every time I'd wear jeans, my pants would bunch up, and I'd be like, oh, man. Everyone's going to think I have a boner. I have to pull these pants down all the
time. It's funny how, like, I mean, that's a funny idea.
Yeah, and I was really impressed. Like, I related to that a lot. I was like, oh, finally someone said it.
But, like, I know.
But I will
But now that we're adults.
Yeah.
I probably pants down all the time. I don't even notice. Like, I don't give a shit.
Well, I just, like, I think maybe the reason I was so self-conscious about that is a lot of the time that my pants looked like I had a boner, I probably had a boner. Like, how many class boners did you get in high school? High school, elementary school? Like, I got boners all the time. And it was like, please don't make me stand up for anything.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, can I please not have to stand up? I would stare at things, like, intently. I figured out a trick where if you stare, like, intently on one thing really hard, eventually you won't have a boner anymore.
Yeah.
I was always really, really
I never had a huge issue with that.
I feel like I'm not
saying that I didn't get boners at school, but, like, I think I never had an issue where it was, like, I was going to put to stand up and had one or something.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that.
I'd be sitting down and it'd be like, oh, I hope we don't have to stand up right now.
Oh.
I remember one time in art class, I had a boner, and I had to get up and go get something, and I managed to, like, at least in my head, make it look like I wasn't packing heat. Well, packing heat usually means having a big dick, and I've never packed heat, but I tried to make it look like I didn't have a boner, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job at it, and I got back to my seat to, like, sit back down and draw shit in fucking art class, and the kid I was sitting with, some fucking red-haired kid, this guy with, like, you know how, like, the bowl cut? He had, like, kind of a bowl cut with, like, red hair, like, really red hair. And he gave me, like, we were both wrestling fans together, so we'd always talk about wrestling, or I would force him to talk about wrestling with me every time I loved hanging out with the wrestling kids in high school, so I'd sit down next to this kid all the time and ask him if he watched Raw. I think he got a little annoyed with me by the end of it, because all I wanted to ever talk about was wrestling. But I sat next to this, I'm right sitting down, and just as a joke, he gave me the lightest little kick in the nuts. Like, so, not hard at all. But it was right on the head of my raging boner. It hurt so bad. Like, I almost just dropped. Plain away. And, like, my reaction was, like, I was scared that people would know that I had a boner. Based on, like, I was like, oh, well, he didn't kick me very hard. And I just lost, like, almost fell. So, like, everyone's going to know I was walking around with a boner. Because one lady that saw this happen laughed. And just her laughing, because you're so, I don't know if you're...
You're so paranoid.
So paranoid about everything when you're a little kid. So it's like, oh, she saw that and saw me react to that soft kick. She's going to know that I got a boner. Charlie!
He's all right, he's all right.
Oh, he's not doing anything? All right. Yeah. So, I don't know, I related. But, yeah, I will admit that the early Curb episodes aren't nearly maybe as strong. But when Curb really caught fire is when they would do running themes for their whole season.
Yeah.
So, like, I think agree. It's season 4 starts where his wife's giving him, like, a hall pass. He's got, like, he can have sex with any woman for this certain amount of time, and then he's running around trying to do that. That's the whole gist of it. Season 5, he's getting his kidney changed. He's getting a kidney operation.
Yeah.
And he's worried that he might die.
Yeah.
Season 6, the black family moves into his house. Season 7, Seinfeld reunion. Season 8, New York.
Yeah.
Like, once it started doing that, it was just some of the stuff they come up with, like, they drop a little joke at the beginning of the episode, and you don't even think that, like, this is gonna, but the way they wrap shit up, like, the Tourette's, remember the cook with Tourette's? So, Blair David opens a restaurant, and he hires this cook, and this cook has got mad Tourette's.
Yeah.
Like, he just fucking, like, can't stop swearing, and then at one point, Larry David sees this kid in this high school, and he sees, like, this whole, and he's Jewish, and there's this entire high school of kids with shaved heads.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, oh, that kid over there has cancer, and, you know, with the chemotherapy, all his hair fell out. So, you know, the rest of the school shaved their heads out of solidarity. And he's like, you know, that's really great. I'd really like to be able to do something like that for someone someday.
Yeah.
And then the end of the episode, the grand opening of the restaurant, this Tourette's cook is just fucking swearing a line. He just gets his, and he's French, so he's like, "Mother bitch cocksucker!"
Yeah.
Like he just loses it, and then Larry David flashes back. I'd really like to do something like that for someone someday. Fuck, cunt, bitch! He just swears, and his restaurant just loses it, and then other people join in to, like, support that, and it was like, fuck, the, like, man, I just, like, how do you come up with that shit? I just, it blows my mind, shit like that, The Office, Rick and Morty, like, even old Simpsons, man, how good is Simpsons? Even, I watch new Simpsons episodes, and I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Like how
the old ones were
clever
really
is that shit? But
it
it's
started
ridiculous.
Going a bit downhill, I think, last 5 years.
I still think it's really good.
Is it still on?
It is still on. Wow. And when I watch Simpsons, I'm like, you know, I should watch this more. It's still really good. It's maybe not at the level of what it used to be, but like, I can't believe the people that can come up with that shit.
Well, it's
and
like, Conan O'Brien used to be a writer for that show. Forget
no,
who else. There's been a few people. Yeah,
it's monsters that do that. And I guess you can say the same for Seinfeld. I mean, the Junior Mint. The Junior Mint in the operation is pretty funny. Why don't you talk about your favorite Seinfeld bits
favorite
as,
Seinfeld
a, as a counterpoint?
Oh, shit. Festivus is a great episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's funny to hear.
Yeah.
Festivus.
Have you seen that one?
The Feats of Strength? No,
well,
I haven't.
Well, not even, like, that episode has so much going on. Like, there's definitely ties to Curb that you can see. Because, of course,
oh,
Larry
you
David
know
was on both
by,
shows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, that episode, Kramer... Because you don't really know what's going... Like, you have these characters, like Kramer, where you don't know fucking much about him, right? Like, he's just this crazy
dude.
Yeah,
he just shows up.
And so he randomly... You find out that he's been on strike for 10 years from a bagel store. And he gets a call from someone. And they're saying that they finally settled. And they were, like, asking for a wage increase.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, we finally got the $8.06. And Jerry's like, isn't that minimum wage now? He's like, yeah. So he goes back to work, and he, like, gets back in there, and he's like, hey, Jerry, or hey, Bob, back. He's like, where's everybody else? And he's like, well, they all got other jobs. So Kramer goes back to this bagel shop. And then,
after 10 years.
And then, I forget what happens. Something happens that pisses him off, and then he strikes. He strikes again against the bagel place.
Yeah.
For, like, I forget, dangerous conditions or something. So he's, like, picketing outside, demand like, with
himself.
More demands, like, a week after he goes back to work.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's
then,
pretty good.
Yeah. At the same time, like, there's a lot of intertwining storylines in Seinfeld that go on. And I think that other episode, Elaine gives a fake number, a fake phone number to a guy that asks her out.
Yeah.
But she accidentally writes it on this, like, card that had like you know where you go to like a restaurant or like you know a smoothie place or like a Subway or something and you get you know stamps so she had a free sub from this place and she accidentally wrote it on that and so she gives it to him and then she like regrets it so she's trying to figure
wants
out
sub back.
But she didn't get the guy's number so she like knows just like
what he does where he goes where he visits.
Or no the number she gave was to like this betting place where you can bet on horse races.
Yeah.
So she goes there, and then these two creepy guys are behind the counter, and they're like, and she's asking like, "Oh, if this guy phones, give him my real. You can, you know,
she wants
let me know. Make sure you get his number." And they're like, "Yeah, just give us your number, and then we can give it to him." So she gets all creeped out again and gives another fake number to them.
And then she's got this runaround.
Yeah, she's got this runaround going.
She knows the number that they know. The fake numbers that she gives are numbers that she actually knows.
Yeah, they're like real numbers.
So then
to
she
other
knows,
places.
Okay, go to this
exactly.
place because these guys will call you about this guy.
Yeah.
And then,
Then I forget what George's storyline. So all the different characters have different storylines. And that's like pretty common for a lot of the episodes later in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And so I forget what George was. Maybe George was with his dad as he was planning Festivus. But then Festivus dinner comes and all these people like somehow get like, the phone call. I think Kramer sets it all up.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a Festivus miracle. And then, the second fake phone number was to the bagel place that Kramer worked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
nice.
Like, there's layers upon layers. And it's brilliant.
Do you still have a Twitter account? You probably still have an account. Do you still go on Twitter?
Rarely, but yeah.
There's a Twitter account that I follow. It might be inactive now.
Yeah.
Or I might have dropped. I don't think I dropped it, but I haven't seen a tweet from them in years.
Yeah.
But it's Seinfeld in the not. It's like.
Oh, if it was like modern day Seinfeld.
Like modern
yeah.
day. And like some of the shit they come up with, you're like, I'd really like to see that.
Yeah.
In, you know, I'd like, if it was on TV now, that would be. I'd love to see these storylines play out.
Yeah, well, like the Seinfeld reunion that happened on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Was that the one where, like, they were... Because you could see the behind the scenes of them planning the or the reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
And wasn't like, it George had, like, that idea for the app where you could find any toilet in the city kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's yeah. kind of like that. Sort of.
And then Cheryl falls in love with George.
Yeah. He's like,
and,
it's me!
And Jay falls in love with Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
And, like... Yeah, Larry's
but
just
he's
like,
just
no,
doing
exactly
the George
like
character.
George is me. You love yeah. me. And then yeah,
I know that was good.
That was funny. And like,
I love how they picked to do Curb Your Enthusiasm for the reunion.
Yeah,
like that's the way they did it. They actually did it on Curb. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's weird seeing Michael Richards again after. Have you seen Dave Chappelle's joke about Kramer?
No.
Oh, you know what? We could probably. I know you don't like when I'm looking stuff up, but it's fucking dynamite and. We probably won't get kicked off of iTunes by playing this joke. I mean, it's going to be probably better than anything I come up with in terms of clever things. You could probably come up with, you know, good podcast material. You haven't seen Dave Chappelle Kramer?
I don't. Maybe I have.
Okay, here.
I don't really remember it.
All right, here we are. Let's see. Because remember, Kramer had the
yeah, outburst. Yeah, for sure.
All
right. Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Yeah, shit happens. He was...
They got a real live paparazzi, I see. Look at that. What do you think is a game? Watch out, put it in your hand like Bigfoot.
Want me to hold it?
Even other celebrities get surprised. Same invitation. Hey, thanks. I only got 10 minutes. God damn. So, no, it's good. I don't have any material. That stuff's for pussies. Every time I see this backdrop, I think about Kramer fucking up. That's why I can't. I don't want to see no camera phones on my ass tonight. I'm telling you right now, my, you know, like, I'm not wrapped too tight. Like, they put a lot of that corporate pressure on me. So, this might be the night that I, this might be the night that I snap. And you guys be lucky. It's like having tickets to see Siegfried and Roy the night that tiger bit that motherfucker. He's like, I was there on that Chappelle freak. I was there. Because that's why we really go to the tiger show, right? You know. You don't go to see somebody be safe with tigers. You go thinking in the back of your mind, this nigga might get bit. I'd like to see that in person for $35 if I could. Never seen somebody get bit by a tiger before. Only $35. That's fucking hilarious. I'll tell you the truth. When I seen Kramer's tape, I learned about myself. You know what I learned? I think I'm only like 20% black and 80% comedian. You know what I mean? And black dudes can relate. You know what I mean, bro? Like, when you saw that shit, you was furious, right? Black dude, he was like, Kramer, you motherfucker. Like, I was hurt. And the comedian in me was just like, whew, niggas having a bad set. Don't let him break you, Kramer. I was there so bad. Because you know, in the back of his mind, he was thinking, I'll get him the next show. There won't be a next show, Kramer.
Have you checked it? So you now have Netflix. We
yeah.
discovered this. You want some bourbon? Bourbon, rum?
Sure.
Cola?
Yeah.
Rum and Pepsi? Got
Set
your whole perception off the sketchy.
Whatever you're going to drink, man.
All right.
Make
well, what
two.
Do you want? You want rum or bourbon?
It's whatever you're gonna have.
Do you ever have a bourbon? You drink any bourbon?
Not a lot.
Jim Beam bourbon. I like bourbon. I don't like it as much as rum, but I enjoy a bourbon. So let's have a bourbon. Tell us about, we're going to have a bourbon with a Pepsi next. So this will be the health corner. Health corner with Josh. We'll talk about the health value of choosing Pepsi next.
What's Pepsi next?
Instead of choosing Pepsi. So Pepsi
is that the
next,
green one? Less sugar?
It's the green
one. With stevia?
One that is sweetened partially with stevia.
So it's reduced sugar. Yeah, that's
very
cool.
Partially with stevia. They could probably use a little more stevia than they use. So this, well, the nutrition corner here. Where's my Pepsi next? I just saw it.
I had it.
So,
it's
still got 26 grams of sugar in a 355 milliliter.
Yeah, gram. I've had it before.
So that's, you know, it's still a fair amount of sugar, but it's less than a regular.
What's the regular? So it's got about 10 grams less.
Yeah, is that what the regular?
I mean, that's good. You know, if all Pepsi had 10 grams less sugar, that would be good. But,
what do you think about stevia?
It's not good. Stevia is probably fine.
Better than aspartame and sucralose?
Definitely.
I despise the taste of aspartame and sucralose. I can.
Yes. No. 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 Stevia's.
And I like stevia.
From what I understand,
I enjoy the taste of stevia. Quite honestly.
I mean, it's at least derived from a plant, unlike aspartame.
Sucralose.
And sucralose.
Acetate.
Are those the same thing? I'm not
whatever.
Sure. Which are more, you know, chemical based. But I mean, you know, it's still Pepsi.
Now, would you say that aspartame and sucralose are more or less healthy than sugar? Would you be a proponent of, if you're gonna have a Pepsi, just have a regular fucking Pepsi and don't fuck around with the aspartame and the sucralose?
It all depends, man.
Yeah.
If you're watching your blood sugar levels, then you have to have
diet
pop, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're diabetic.
Okay.
If you drink Pepsi like I do, which is like, you know,
every now and then.
When I mix it with alcohol.
Only drink alcohol.
But I probably have one once a month, maybe at most. At most.
Holy fuck, you're on fleek.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But if I was going to drink it, I'd get that stuff.
You'd get that.
Because I honestly don't notice a difference. Because I guess I don't drink it.
It's a little different.
Cheers,
but buddy. Cheers.
I don't, but since I don't drink it ever, I don't really notice the taste difference. Because I had it before, and I remember just thinking, like, oh, it just tastes like Pepsi.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I rarely
drink Pepsi,
taste
like,
so I'm sure if you, like, drink
Pepsi
all the time.
Yeah, it's a little different, but it's not, like, garbage fucking aspartame Pepsi. I hate the taste of that, too. Aspartame, sucralose.
It's nasty.
I figure it out right away. I'm like, this has, even this stuff, like, they do the same thing sometimes. Like,
Petition?
The Pepsi Next, thanks. The Pepsi Next in America doesn't use stevia. They use sucralose. They use a combination of sugar and sucralose.
Oh, that's stupid.
And I can taste the fucking sucralose, even though
there's
sugar in
there.
I'm like,
I hate
get that
taste.
Fucking shit out of me.
I guess people don't mind it, but...
It's awful.
I just hate the taste. It's possible aspartame and sucralose are worse for you than sugar, but we don't know that. And sugar is really bad for you. So neither are good options.
Charlie, come here. What are you whining about?
But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, okay, so there you don't, so you know sugar, we do know sugar's bad for us. Aspartame and sucralose might be worse, but you kind of gotta...
They might be, but you just don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it depends. I mean, if you just drink a little bit, it's not really a huge health issue anyway. If you're drinking it regularly, then I guess it just... It really depends. are your blood sugars okay? Then maybe it's...
You're going to die early,
okay,
so you might as well
have the real stuff, but if they're not, then maybe you probably wouldn't have to go for the diet.
And if you're going to
But
be,
they both kind of, yeah, they're not
both,
good for you.
It sucks. Pop is bad for you.
Yeah, it's like one of the worst things, bro.
What's worse now? Liquor versus pop. Red Bull. What about, is Pepsi better or worse than Red Bull?
Probably better. I don't know how much sugar is in Red Bull, though. I'd have to compare them. Yeah, it might be better than Red Bull. Red Bull's pretty awful just because, like, then it also has, like, a huge amount of caffeine.
Yeah. Now, what's your stance on caffeine?
Caffeine? Oh, yeah. I shouldn't... Yeah, I don't know.
I
love
shy
coffee.
Away from caffeine. I kind of try to avoid it. But more and more, it's coming out that, like, yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah. Like,
should
it might be all right coffees? For you. Like, as long as it doesn't screw your sleep up, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're having sleep issues, then I would cut down or avoid it, but...
Our friend Nate gets about, like, 5 hours of sleep a night, and I think... I honestly think that the coffee... He drinks a shit ton of coffee.
Yeah.
Shit ton. I honestly think that might be a bit of the issue. But he gets, like, rank headaches if he doesn't have his coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on your, you know... Some people can process it better.
But, I mean, he's a firefighter. Like, he needs to be awake. And he...
For sure.
He's a firefighter, and he does, like,
side 5 hours
jobs.
Of sleep, like... I guess some people maybe only need that much, but... Those people are very, like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. A lot of people are sleep deprived.
Well, I think he's pretty tired all the time, but like,
yeah,
he's
that,
a firefighter.
If that's the case, and he's like drinking coffee to kind of compensate, then coffee is not good. But if you drink a couple cups in the morning, like,
yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, yeah. It probably does have some health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But the same with alcohol as health benefits, as long as you're
in moderation.
Like not having more than two or three.
And the amount more
servings.
Than two or three, now you're dealing with your stress though, and you're making yourself more happy and more nice to be around and less stressed out. Unless you're a bad drunk.
I don't think that's going to happen.
what do you mean? You got to let loose. That's good. It's good for us. If we get drunk on bourbon.
Oh, you're just talking about, like, getting drunk every now and then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm not going to judge that. I don't want to go down the health road there. It happens.
I think it's healthy. I think it's good for you to celebrate, have a few.
Yeah.
You know, have a few too
I
many
mean,
drinks, beat your wife, you know, yell at your kids. You know, it's good for a guy to let loose.
Right.
How do you like the bourbon?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Better or worse than rum?
I don't know. I don't drink much hard liquors. So.
You just drink beer?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the health on beer?
Is
it better drinking it? I've been trying to drink more vodka waters.
Yeah?
I feel like that's probably if you're going to get drunk on something, probably the healthiest thing to drink.
Yeah, I haven't drank that much over the last 4 or 5 years.
Switch to heroin?
Yeah.
Cocaine? Marijuana?
No, like, I mean...
You just don't want to get fucked up anymore?
Yeah,
is that
I guess
it?
So.
Too good for us?
Well, Serena's not a big drinker.
Hmm.
So, I mean, usually, like a, you know, 4 or 5 drinks is, like, almost the most I'll have.
Hmm.
But, I mean, I'm not saying I haven't been drunk, but, like, in
well,
the last
not
few
for
years.
Four or five
but,
years.
Well, no, but, you know.
You're too good to let loose
with
your buddies anymore?
Well, no, I mean, I do, for sure, but, yeah, I don't know. What'd you ask me? Maybe I'm drunk right now.
marijuana. What do you think about that?
What do you mean?
Good? Bad?
I don't know, I mean.
Difference?
You just asking me in general?
Well, I guess. Is it good for me? Like,
no, I don't think it's good for you.
Really?
Probably not. Why would it be good for you?
Well, you know, anti-inflammatory.
Is that true?
Pain, less pain.
You have pain?
Good for allergies.
Is it really? What? Where are you getting your information?
Creativity.
Right.
Tumors. It reduces tumors. Good for glaucoma.
I don't know where you're getting that information, but... I mean, you should just view, like, weed and alcohol. I mean, if you like getting fucked up every now and then, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not... You're not doing it for health reasons, that's for sure.
Hmm.
Don't rationalize it for health.
No?
Do it because you enjoy it every now and then.
I mean, I smoked weed once, and, like, I had really bad allergies, and those allergies kind of went away. I don't know if it was because I breathed the smoke out through my nose. Apparently, I'm not supposed to do that.
Wait, you...
Charlie, what are you so mad about? Oh, maybe he wants to piss. Thanks, Serena.
You closed the gate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife's looking after my dog better than I am.
So, wait, how long did you have allergies for? Your whole life?
Lately, like, I guess in my 20s I've had. It just happened.
And then they
time.
Went totally away?
Well, just for, like, you know, that night.
Oh, then, like, whatever.
Yeah. But it was nice at the time, so I didn't have allergies anymore. I don't smoke weed. I think I'm going to start, once it's legalized, I'm going to do it more. I don't plan on being a huge pothead unless, like, I were to be... I don't know. I'm always, like... I've heard a lot of good things about, you know, weed in terms of, like, creativity and stuff. And I'm like, you know, maybe I could be more... Maybe I'd be a better person. I smoked weed all the time. Maybe I'd come up with some sweet idea. But it's probably, you know, can't rely on anything other than steroids to make you... better or something. And even then.
Well, no, I mean, I guess it's the same thing with alcohol, right? You're also more creative after a glass or two
yeah.
of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, I haven't smoked weed in a long time.
Mm.
But it, yeah, if it gets legalized next summer, I'm sure I will on occasion.
I don't plan on doing it all the time, actually. Okay. It would just be nice to have the option.
Do you want a drink?
To do it, yeah. Do you want a bourbon?
No.
Want to try a little bit?
Bourbon.
Let me try a little bit.
Pretty good.
We'll just take a sip, try it.
You want some wheat? Want some marijuana? I got a whole sack of it.
Is it legalized?
Not yet.
A whole bag. I'm just kidding.
Apparently it will be by next.
They're planning Canada Day? Day? Is that what it is supposed to be? I don't think it's going to happen by then.
I think it'll get delayed.
Yeah, it will. It's bullshit. Because I just I'd like to be able to do it every now and then. Maybe we should have them on the show.
Depends who it is. Not sure she knows.
Just some telemarketer.
You're calling from
maybe we can get a telemarketer on the show.
Do you know Diabetes Canada?
Oh, are they asking for clothing donations?
So what can I do for you? Oh, clothes donation.
Oh, we don't have any right now. We gave you all our clothes.
We gave you all our clothes.
We don't have any more clothes.
Fucking nudists in here. We're all out of clothes, man.
Diabetes, man. Demanding. We just gave them all our clothes.
Yeah.
What?
Bunch of.
They fundraise by collecting used clothes, and I guess.
They sell them to Valley Village.
Burning them for energy.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very big energy source.
Yeah.
Burning clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know if I plan on doing it all the time, but it would be nice to do it every now and then and not have to worry. I'm really hoping that drug policies in terms of workplaces change at that juncture because, I know there's certain places of employment where you're, and that's something they really need to look at even now when it's not legal, is if you test positive for weed, it doesn't mean that you're high while you're working.
Do you get tested?
Faulty. If we were to get in an accident where they're like, oh, this was fucking stupid. This was so stupid that this person must have been on drugs. We're testing this guy because he might have been on drugs for that stupid mistake to happen.
Then I think that's
fair. Then they test you, and if you fail, then you're shit.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. But I mean,
do you think that's fair?
Well, no, because I could do something stupid and get in an accident, and just because I failed the test doesn't mean I was high. Like, you know, people want to put potheads in these generalities that they're dumb people and, like, lazy and shit, and a lot of potheads are like Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, Seth Rogen. There's a lot of successful potheads out there.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, there is a chance, like, if somebody was high.
I guess if
working,
I was running a
different
company.
Yeah.
And someone crashed one of my expensive pieces of equipment.
Because they were high, but how do you know that it was because they were high?
You test them.
But if they... That's the thing with weed tests, though, is you don't know whether they're high when they crashed or not. Someone could use weed for medical reasons. Like, it doesn't mean somebody's high if they...
So what would happen if that happened? So then you test positive, you get fired?
I think so, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, so that's pretty drastic for me.
It would be a drastic thing for you if that happened. So, I mean, I suppose in those situations you should be careful.
My recourse on that is don't smoke weed. Ever. But it's like, you're controlling what I do outside of my work
day now.
You should compensate. And I'm not complaining about my wage. I think I make way too much money given what I do. But, like, you know, there's some compensation that needs to happen when you're controlling what I do outside of my job. And now it is an illegal substance at the moment, so you're not
Although,
letting me use an illegal
maybe
substance.
Maybe it's
like,
just
okay.
It might just be an excuse to fire you if you fuck up. It's like, this guy sucks. Just fire him. Right? Like, if you make a really big fuck up, that's an out. I kind of understand from, like, you know, the company's point of view.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, this guy fucked up and he failed a drug test. That gives us an out of the contract. We can fire him because he's just not that
well,
good.
Well, there's also certain places of employment have unions. Now, how do you feel about unions?
What does that have to do with that?
Well, you know. Like,
would you get protected by a union?
I would think that, you know, if I were...
So if you like, crash and then position, tested positive for drugs...
I'm thinking if somebody is off probation, I'm thinking that...
Wouldn't that be like...
They might not get protected.
It would have to be
though,
stated specifically in your contract, right? Wouldn't
drugs,
it?
There's a zero tolerance policy...
Yeah,
at my,
I don't think that union can't do everything.
So they might not be able to. I think what you got to do, basically, off the record, is if that ever happens, you got to tell them that you have a problem. I think if your error is, I was just being stupid and I got drunk or high or both, and this happens, won't happen again. Well, no, you're right, it won't happen again. See you later. And if you say... Yeah, I've had problems with drugs and or alcohol for, you know, 20 years. And this is just, it was a ticking time bomb and it happened. Now I think they've got to send you for help. If you have a problem, that's my understanding, is if you have a problem, allegedly off the record, I don't know, I just, this is all hearsay. I'm not even saying whether I work in a union or who I work for or anything like that. But I think it may be a case lots of times that if something like this happens, if... You did it because you have an addiction.
Do you know people?
Then you get sent to rehab, and if you did it because you were a stupid idiot, and you just thought, you know, it's Friday, it's 2 o'clock, I'm going to get drunk tonight, and I'm going to get drunk right now and hope I don't get in an accident. Whoops! Then you're fired. So as long as you have a problem, so.
Right. Do you know people that have gotten tested?
I have heard allegedly. Maybe this might have been my job, it might have been another job where there was a situation where an accident happened, and I guess the company deemed it to be stupid enough that they needed to test both people, and the guy who was off probation was basically responsible for the action. He was off probation, he was the experienced employee. He said, we should do this, don't worry, nothing bad will happen. And this guy who was new said, well, this seems like it might be a dumb idea, but whatever. They were, like, dropping a branch from a high distance, and they were going to get it in the truck, playing basketball. Not everyone's good at basketball. They're like, well, this seems stupid to me, but you're the boss. You're the guy that's experienced. Okay, I'll listen to what you're saying. And they did this, and it didn't work out. They smashed it. They were like, that was stupid. You guys must have been high in order to think this. The guy who was in charge of the decision-making to do this tested negative, and the guy who followed orders tested positive.
Yeah.
He's off. He's on probation, and that was it.
So it doesn't sound like...
So for me, that's unfair.
Yeah, that for sure.
I
but
think
it does also...
And there's a good chance that he wasn't high. Because you don't...
No,
a positive test doesn't mean you're high.
No, for sure. Yeah, that... I agree with you. That's unfair. But it also doesn't sound like it's a huge issue.
I don't think it happens very often.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't. I mean, I'm always sad to hear somebody losing their job. Like, that bums me out. Maybe too far left. I don't like seeing people get fired. Maybe I should be more hard, but I don't know. But it always bums me out, regardless of reasons. I just want people to be good enough to not be in trouble and not lose.
Yeah.
It bums me out when people lose jobs, especially for that.
Well,
that's an injustice for me.
That situation sounds like bullshit. But I mean, you know.
You gotta think that doesn't happen every day.
It happens, I guess.
Yeah. But where do you stand? I know a lot of people, for me, there was something that, I've just been thinking about a situation lately, never mind. I know a lot of people are down on unions, and I get it, because, you know, they see a lack of productivity, they see protection for people that do, stupid things.
Yeah.
And having their jobs protected and all this stuff, and, you know, I understand that, but at the same time, you know, any time that I've worked for private industry, I've gotten fucked over in some way or another. And, you know, I'm a big fan of employees not getting fucked over by their employer. I'm a fan of fair wages and you know, we're,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you know, work something that they're not overly passionate about all their lives, but it's a way to pay the bills. And, you know, we put a lot of our lives into just this thing that we got to do for 8 hours in the day, 40 hours a week. And, you know, there's all this time that we got to do this stuff. And then when it's time that you don't have to do this anymore, you're too old to be able to, you know, now people retire, they're 65, and it's like, well, great, you don't have to work anymore. But, like, it's pretty hard for you to get out and play hockey. Like, it's hard to do fun physical stuff by the time you don't have to work anymore. You spent a lot of the best years of your life, you know, whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I allegedly, maybe not, am in a position where I love my job. And, you know, I've worked for an employer within a union, maybe not. I'm not saying anything about where I work. But, you know, I'm off the record, on the record, allegedly, I love my job. I'm very happy with my position. But that's not everyone. And I know that it's hard, you know, smaller businesses, it's harder for them to pay, you know, minimum wage increases, which I'm a big fan of because I'm a left wing. But now that potentially causes problem for small business owners, you know. Now, you know, like, I don't know, you wait.
What are you asking me?
I don't know, I'm kind of all over the place, but, you know, for me, I don't know. What do you think about unions, I guess, is what I'm asking you.
I think, you know, they protect employees for sure. It's more difficult to fire people in a union.
Do you think that's good or bad?
It can be both.
Do you think, like, I know there is definitely...
But I think it's less important as much as, like, the company's culture is.
Well, yeah.
Because I think unions do run the risk of really... of customer service being super shitty.
Yeah. Hampering productivity. No accountability. No accountability.
I don't know. I mean, but I also think that just depends on the person that you get, on the people that are in the company and the culture overall.
Yeah.
Less than it does on the union. You know, I mean, I think there's benefits to unions if you're an employee. You know, you have certain protections in place.
Yeah.
Which I think are important. Yeah, wages tend
to
be better.
You know they're going to get fair wages.
You have, you know, just more of a say in things.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, in the management side of things and someone's really fucking up, but you can't fire them, or it's very difficult
to... Or you even have to jump through hoops in the way that you...
Someone just really sucks.
Let alone, like, give somebody a fucking... Like,
yeah.
How many coaches yelled at you when you did something shitty? And, I mean, I don't necessarily respond well to that, and I don't know that it's... But, like, sometimes you just need to be told, like, hey... You fucking suck. Get better. You did awful. Like, you know, like, sometimes there's a little bit of tough love that goes into things, and I don't know that that's a bad thing. And not only, let alone, you know, sometimes in, you know, maybe let alone, you're not even wanting to fire someone, you're just wanting to, you know, and you have to, I mean, that's kind of a corporate culture thing in general is, you know, you have to go through the right, sometimes I wonder if the way that people are talked to in this corporate environment setting is one that the message isn't across. Like, they have to be nice about the way that they tell someone to do better, and lost in translation is like, dude, like, you fucking suck, like, be better, and people don't figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know if that's anything to do with corporate or, like, companies,
or unions, or...
I mean, I would imagine, like, even in my job, like, I'm not unionized, I work in a non-profit, they're not gonna be... That's just, like, human nature, not
but do
to
you
be
think there's
totally...
A chance,
you don't want to, like, cut deep into somebody.
For sure, but is there a chance that when they don't cut deep into you, you don't get the message?
Depends who you are.
You know, like, sometimes I feel like...
Some
way,
people might need
like,
that.
Like, people, like, you know, you get bosses that are nice and it's great and everything, but sometimes maybe the message isn't received the way it needs to be, is it's like... You think, like, oh, it's minor, you know, I did this wrong and whatever, but no big deal. And it's like, well, no big deal if you get better, but, like, we need you to do better here. Like,
yeah, but you just have to learn how... I mean, there's going to be certain people that are just impossible, but I think you also have to learn how to be a good communicator and communicate the message across to where the employee or the person gets that message.
Yeah.
Different people need it delivered in different
ways. In a
different
way.
Right?
Well, Phil Jackson, they say, was the best coach of all time because he figured out how every single player on his team operated, and dealt with that player that way. So maybe this guy you need to coddle him, this guy you need to ride, this guy you need to just don't even pay attention to him. Like, he figured out what makes every single guy tick, and he figured that out. Jeez. And that was why he was, you know, a lot of people say he was the best coach ever. You know,
what about the Knicks?
Figuring out personality to personality. Yeah. I don't know shit about basketball.
No.
For me, I'd probably say Scotty Bowman.
I think he was recently the coach of the New York Knicks, and they've sucked. So.
I actually listened to a Barstool Sports podcast about the New York Knicks owner and how they will never be a legitimate team until this guy dies. So, yeah, apparently, yeah, there's a lot of passionate sports fans in New York. So anyone from New York listening to us right now is probably frustrated.
Pissed off.
The Knicks.
With our ignorance.
Yeah, but... yeah, no, I see people's side of it. You know, for me, in a perfect world, you wouldn't need unions because employers would treat people right. They treat their employees correctly. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works. And employees do get taken advantage of, and that's why you need unions, for me.
Yeah.
But it is an important thing.
No, I agree. So, like, in Hong Kong, there's way fewer employee protections.
Yeah.
Super low minimum wage. Like, even I signed a contract once, and it was short term. It was 3 or 4 months. But the only... So, in Hong Kong in general, most of the time you have
to... another bourbon? Another rum?
Sure.
Yeah.
You have to give 2 months' notice to a job?
2 months?
2 months.
If you're leaving?
If you're leaving.
What if you just take off? And
so, if you just take off...
I'm leaving the country, I'm not...
Usually, the contract will have a stipulation that says you have to pay 2 months' pay.
You have to pay them?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it goes... Oh, no.
Why'd you throw these cherries away?
They're old. Dude, get out of the garbage.
I'm gonna eat...
You idiot.
Look, this isn't old. This is a perfect cherry. I'm gonna try this one cherry.
They're not that good. They're kind of animal
seasoning. Oh, God. Just pour me a bourbon.
Look how dark it is. How is this a bad cherry? Why did you throw that away? What was wrong with that cherry? Do you remember what glass was yours and what glass was mine? I don't want to get you sick.
No, I can't actually see them from here.
You really got to fill in the listener.
Oh, while you're away?
Well, I mean...
Well, no, I mean, you were putting on a show over there, so...
But I mean, it's not a visual... This isn't a visual...
You're
medium.
Being pretty audible, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, you're just sitting there. I mean, if you were doing that, I'd be like, Josh is eating a rotten cherry right now. You would never do that, but...
No, I mean, I think the sounds were enough.
Well, you think it was picking up?
Yeah.
All right. Bourbon or rum? Do you want to try rum and see what the difference is?
Sure, whatever.
All right. Or did you like the bourbon so much that...
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
You whatever. Know. Whatever he says. Oh, whatever. Hey, you want a rum, Serena? Trevor's grandpa died.
Really?
That's a bummer.
It's too bad.
I found out about it last night.
Did you meet his grandpa?
We should have one. We should pour one out for Ivor.
Oh, the Kraken's a good time.
Yeah, you like Kraken?
Yeah.
I like Kraken too. Ivor was a good man. He loved racquetball. He loved showing up and watching his grandson play racquetball. He loved watching his son-in-law play racquetball with my stupid ass. Ivor watched Adrian, my friend, our friend. Would you say Adrian's your friend?
Sure.
Or is he an acquaintance?
Whatever, friend.
Well, he watched, you know, he kind of the Kitchener YMCA.
I don't know him as well as you do, but...
That's true.
I've always had good times.
He's a good guy. He's really misunderstood, but once you get to know him...
I've never had a bad interaction with him, so...
Yeah. So maybe he's not
I wouldn't not call him a friend.
That's excellent. Well, he liked watching... Racquetball, you know, he was at the Y, he'd be watching. Yeah, he was around a lot, and he was supportive, and he was a funny guy, and he was always, can't say a bad thing about him, he was always, like I said, supportive.
That's all I get, eh?
Well, no, I'm fine. Well, there's the other one.
The green can.
He was a really good man, and he apparently...
It's too bad.
Yeah, it sucks. He was old.
So you can play racquetball this year?
I don't know. I think I might. I don't know. Are you gonna
play nationals this year? Play. Are we gonna play doubles?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to nationals though.
Well, we can play doubles the rest of the time.
We'll play doubles at some random.
We should go to some fucking. You should go to some stops. We play. Serious.
I haven't played in like 6 years.
We go to Sioux Falls every year, man. It's a fucking ton. It's a 14-hour drive.
Serena, do you want to go to Sioux Falls?
Let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Serena,
14 hours away.
Serena loves the U.S.
Yeah? Cheers. Kraken and Pepsi. No. Rum and Pepsi got your whole perception off of sketchy. Because when I stage dive, people are scared to catch me. Because all I do is curse and fuck. Wait, I'm going to find this.
No, don't.
It's a song.
Why do you need to find it right now?
Because it's weird when I'm quoting things that have no...
But yeah, I'll probably play. I mean, I'll at least, like, train.
Well, you should come to my... Like, maybe you don't want...
I'll train for Ultimate Frisbee and play rock once.
Yeah, as your cross-training.
But I don't think there's, like... I'll probably play Ultimate, like, once a week, so...
Is there, like, fall leagues?
There's Ultimate? Indoor Winter League.
Are you going to play that?
I think so.
Maybe I should.
I need to find a team, though. I don't know, like... I need to find a team.
I'm sure you can... Are you going to play ball hockey? Want to play ball hockey with James and I?
Probably not.
Why?
Can I be, like, a sub?
Maybe.
Can I kind of just, like, play casually? I don't want to do it every week.
Why not?
Because if I play Rock the Wall and Frisbee, I feel like that's already a lot.
Suck it up. Okay, here's what I'm talking about.
I don't care.
No, it's good. This is what you'll put some little context in there. It's terrible right now.
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Well, I didn't know. It's been a long time since I've heard this song.
So I heard that the first Selection event's in Vernon?
Vernon?
Yeah.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to fly anymore.
I know. Oh. And then Nationals are in Winnipeg, apparently. I just heard this from Carol. So. Cool.
Sketchy.
Okay, alright, wrap it up.
You're scared to catch me. You all better give me 2 rooms because I'm fucking the first one up. That's right. Rum and Pepsi got your whole perception off of sketchy. Because when I stage dive, people are scared to catch me. Because all I do is curse and fuck. When I do shrooms, you all better give me 2 rooms, because I'm fucking the first one up. What? Why are you so mad? Charlie doesn't like ethnic things. I think my dog's racist.
I think he's alright.
He's white power. He's a fucking white nationalist dog.
Nice.
He carries a tiki torch around and wears a sweater.
I know. Apparently, that's the new fashion for white supremacists.
White supremacy.
Polo shirts and khaki shorts.
They're so punchable. Just wanna punch them. Fucking punch Nazis.
Yeah.
Do you know who Richard Spencer is?
No.
He sucks. He got punched one time. So that was fun.
That's good.
I know it's hard to advocate violence, but it is nice to punch a Nazi.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What?
Are you for or against violence?
For or against violence? Yes. Against violence.
Are you for or against violence against Nazis?
Depend on the situation.
Murdering Nazis.
Against.
Cutting off Nazis' penises.
Against.
Cutting off Nazis' pinky fingers.
Against.
Cutting off Nazis' pinky toes.
Against.
Stabbing Nazis.
I mean, I think that...
In the...
I think protesting Nazis is a fantastic thing to do. And I think if, in self-defense, you were to hurt one, I think that's fantastic as well.
So they have to come.
But I don't think there's any reason to attack them, because I think the best way, like, you're not going to defeat that. You're not going to
change their mind.
You're not
going to hit them in the head so hard.
And if you murder them,
not Nazis anymore.
You can't murder people.
Because then they're just, you can't. No, I'm against murdering Nazis too.
Good. But like,
unless it's in like a war.
Well, yeah,
I hope
sure.
we never get
different.
To a war.
That's not murder, though.
We
don't
want to have war. Yeah, war is not good.
If they started slaughtering people, then yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta save a life by killing one.
But, no, I would avoid violence. Even with those groups. Because I think it spurs it on, it just makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
And I think there's better ways to deal with it. But, like, I think...
What if you could punch a Nazi in the head so...
I think protesting, for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What if you could punch a Nazi in the head so hard that they wouldn't be a Nazi anymore? Like, if you found a certain place...
Well, then you'd be doing them a service, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying, like, if I was actually in one of those rallies and, like, face-to-face with them, I think I would be a lot different than, you know, what I'm saying now, so...
Yeah. What if you could change a Nazi to not be a Nazi, but you had to hit them in the head with a hammer? And if you didn't hit the exact, like... Let's say the size of... Let's say it's like the size of a racquetball. There's a little spot on their head that you gotta hit that's about the size of a racquetball. And if you don't hit that spot, you're gonna kill them. But if you do hit that spot, it's like a button. And then instantly they'll be like a good person.
I don't know, man.
What would you go for that spot?
Sure.
What if you miss and kill them, though?
Whatever. Yeah.
Neat. Do you like the Kraken better or worse than the bourbon?
Both good. Because you mixed it with Pepsi, so it just tastes like sugar.
Well, Pepsi got your whole perception off of sketchy. They don't have a rhyme for rum and bourbon. Let's make one for rum and bourbon. I'll hit a beat, and you do
So I started doing this
rap.
Thing.
No, you gotta
I got from you.
Rum and bourbon.
Because you...
If you do it, you're really urban.
Wait, what?
Rum and bourbon got you acting all urban. When I go to the laundry store, there's all these bourbon.
I'm reading this book.
Okay.
Why don't you take a look?
Black Flags, The Rise of ISIS by Joby Warwick.
So I started doing this thing last year, which I got from you, kind of, but I started doing books instead of movies.
You got something from me?
No, I didn't get anything from you.
Huh.
I got something from you. An idea.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you actually...
Yeah, because you...
Our friendship actually gave you an idea.
Because you had the idea to, like, watch all the nominees for, like, Academy Awards.
Yeah,
so I started doing
year,
that...
Lisa
like,
and I have done that since the Slumdog Millionaire year.
Sweet.
The year that Slumdog won, we've watched every...
Yeah.
Well, I've watched every Oscar-nominated Best Picture. Best Picture-nominated Oscar movie. She has.
Yeah. So last year, I wanted to read all the books that won the awards, the literary awards.
Huh.
So I did that for like 3 or 4 of them. This year, I want to read all the books nominated for the Man Booker Prize, which is like the top English, basically book written in English.
How many books get nominated for that?
Well, the long list is 10.
10 books
the
in a year?
Year. I'm going to do it.
You're going to read 10 books in a year?
Sorry. Well, probably in a few months, yeah.
What, in a few months? How do you do that much reading?
Dude, like, I'm like halfway
Reading's
through.
Reading's hard.
I got like a book like 3 days ago. I'm halfway through it.
What? How?
Sorry.
Reading's so hard.
Oh, man.
You're not listening to them on
You're really
iTunes
missing
at like double speed?
But anyway, so like, well, I don't know if I'm going to read all 10. Because I was thinking I'll do the short list. But the shortlist doesn't come out until October. So I'm just picking the ones off the long list now that I can
get
at the library.
Start.
And I'll just, whatever. Like, if they're not on the shortlist, they're not on the shortlist. But hopefully they are. If I end up reading a lot, I'll read all 10. But anyway. This isn't on that list. But this is last year's Pulitzer Prize winning nonfiction.
Huh.
That's about ISIS, which I don't know that much about. So
yeah,
I got it from the library. I started reading it.
Are they better or worse than Al-Qaeda?
I think they came from a chapter of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Have you read Laura Jane Grace Gable's book?
No.
I should, after I finish reading it, I should lend it to you. Do you still like Against Me?
I still do.
What was the last record you heard?
Transgender Dysphoria Blues.
That's one of my favorites.
Is there a new one?
There is a new one. It's not as good. It's probably their worst, but it's still good. I do like it. I do like it. For me, I think I go... gun to my head, I probably go... This is really inside baseball. I hope of our five listeners, all five of you guys listening against me. I think I go As the Eternal Cowboy, Reinventing Axl Rose, Searching for a Former Clarity, Transgender Dysphoria Blues. You know what? I might go... Searching... Transgender Dysphoria Blues, New Wave. No, wait, White Crosses.
What about Miami?
New Wave. Miami's on...
Oh, what's that album?
That's off Searching for Former Clarity.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And then I go New Wave and then Shapeshift with Me.
That's the newest one?
Bottom two. Shapeshift, it's probably my least favorite.
Wait, what was the second from the bottom?
New Wave.
Right.
Their major label debut.
Yeah.
Thrash Unreal.
Thrash Unreal is pretty sweet.
White People for Peace. The first five songs of that record are incredible. You open it up with New Wave. You go...
That got a lot of radio time. And stuff.
Oh, it sure did. They were big for a while. What's the second song? I can't remember right now. Song three is Thrash Unreal, which is a fucking jam. White People for Peace is maybe my favorite record song in that whole record. Stop. What's song two? I can't remember the second song. Oh, Piss and Vinegar. No, Piss and Vinegar song seven. Anyways, great record. Like, I love New Wave.
I think you're probably right. Like, I mean, I don't know about the bottom four or whatever. And I don't know where I rank Transgender Dysphoria Blues, but I think you're right with the top three. Yeah. I mean, I really like Reinventing Axl Rose, but I think Searching Eternal Cowboy is probably better.
Yeah, for me, that one is on a song for song basis.
That's pretty good.
An entire record, I think it's the best.
Yeah.
You might.
Really like Reinventing Axl Rose,
You might get the two or three Best Against Me songs on Reinventing Axl Rose, but the record as a whole isn't as good as the Eternal Cowboy.
Yeah, the Eternal Cowboy is fucking amazing.
You've got, like, Pints of Guinness, you've got. Walking Still Honest,
Reinventing Axl Rose.
Yeah. Those Anarcho-Punks are mysterious. Like, you've got fucking jams. Maybe their best songs are from.
I think they should.
But the entire record isn't at the level of As the Eternal Cowboy.
I mean, I love how rough that album is, but I also think if they redid it and just remastered it, I think it could also be amazing.
Have you heard live versions of those songs, like, recently? Like, they've put out two live records.
No, I haven't.
Especially their they put out a live record like 3 years ago.
No,
and they had some of those songs on that live record.
No, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, seeing them live, they'll play
those songs, most of those. Yeah,
and like you hear them kind of modernized a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, and it's neat. I do love this style, like the raw, like folk punk, like.
Well, it's just so low budget,
like, but it's still great. But it is cool hearing those songs. Yeah. Like, you know, with a band that's been produced by the same guy who produced Nirvana Nevermind, listening to that band now play these songs live, you know, there is like a modernized factor to it that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would kind of be a little neat speculative fiction thing to do is hearing like those songs re-recorded.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, yeah.
But maybe it would also ruin it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm a fan of speculative fiction. Like, I think I was talking about this with, like, if you could do this thing where you watch a movie and, like, a single role, you could watch the movie exactly the same, but then you just replace, like, Forrest Gump is now getting played by Leonardo DiCaprio instead of Tom Hanks. And the whole movie's the same, only you see what it would be like. It'd be cool to do that stuff. I'm not saying anyone would ever talk Tom Hanks is Forrest Gump, but it'd be cool to see like what it would look like. Will Smith was in talks to play Django, and he had to do some other movie, and he couldn't do it. And then they ended up getting Jamie Foxx, which I think is probably better.
I'm not a big Will Smith fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not as big as other people are. I do think that he's a great actor, but
do you?
I don't think he's as great as other people think he is.
Yeah,
I don't think Concussion.
Well, I've never actually seen that movie.
Yeah, so. 7 Pounds. I didn't like 7 Pounds. I think he's a great actor, but I think Jamie Foxx is a better actor and a more talented.
He's a great
singer. He's a comedian.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's.
Have you seen Baby Driver yet?
No.
You should see.
Is he in Baby Driver?
He's in Baby Driver. Have you seen Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
No.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Edgar Wright? The guy who did Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I my favorite Edgar Wright movie, I think, is Scott Pilgrim versus.
Oh, Baby Driver's a.
And it's an Edgar Wright movie. After Edgar Wright got kicked off of Ant-Man, so he was supposed to direct Ant-Man, and they creative differences, they kicked him off, and then he went and started making Baby Driver. And Baby Driver is an infinitely better movie than Ant-Man is.
Nice. So yeah, Ant-Man sucked. I stopped watching it.
Really? You thought it sucked?
I was watching it on the plane, and I was just like, oh.
You're not a fan of the Marvel movies, though, hey? For the most part? Yeah. Or for all the parts?
Probably. I think that's fair. Like, I mean, I think they're good, but then I don't know. I'm just kind of like, the action scenes just kind of...
It gets a little run of
the just like all these, like, really quick shots, and I'm like, whatever.
Seen it. I'd rather hear some storytelling, some dialogue.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm not against action. It's just like... Yeah, I guess after you've seen a bunch of it.
Have you seen Captain America Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd you think? The airport scene, Spider-Man shows up, Ant-Man goes big...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't love it either, but I really liked it. It was a 4 out of 5 for me. It was like a 2 RBI double. Probably like my favorite Marvel movie. I think it's Captain America Civil War.
It just, Marvel movie
from Marvel Cinematic Studios. Have you seen X-Men Days of Future Past? The time travel one with the X-Men?
No, but the one where Wolverine's old is pretty good.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah.
Logan. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, but in terms of like... Because, yeah, it's weird with Marvel. Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Deadpool.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, you should see... I think Baby Driver... Baby Driver's awesome. And I really think he'd enjoy it. If you get a chance at any point.
Probably,
I would check it
out. Yeah, I don't know. Some of the superhero movies are kind of getting old, though.
Oh, it's fatigue. I think it's setting in.
Yeah.
I think they really got to be special to make them.
Because, you know, there was kind of that, like, after, I guess it was after The Dark Knight, they started getting really good for a while, and they started kind of becoming more edgy.
Yeah.
Or just better stories. But now it's kind of, like, followed the same formula, I think, for too long. Mm-hmm. So they need to find something else. I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, I don't know what they need to... And there's certain movies that do it, and you're like, oh, there you go. Like,
You know, I think movies that have less violence in them, actually, are becoming unique and are becoming kind of cool now.
Yeah.
And I like that. Like, the movies that don't have to show as much. Like, I think you don't miss it.
You know?
As long as you can keep the suspense up, that's what really gets you into a movie.
For me, I don't know if you've seen Avengers 2, but like for my money, one of the best scenes in Avengers 2 is when they're like hanging out celebrating in the bar after like the very beginning of the movie. They go like they break into this evil shield or not shield. I don't know. They break into the bad guys. They beat them up. They win at the very beginning. Apparently, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show is like the
Is this a TV show?
Well, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. One of the, like, cliffhangers at the end of their season, because it's all tied together, like, TV, Marvel movies, the cinematic universe is all tied, but then there's X-Men that are separate, and all this stuff, but I think the first or second season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they find the place that they gotta break into, and they're like, we gotta bring in the Avengers for this, and then Avengers 2 opens with the Avengers going to bust open on this thing, and then they bust open and they win, and then there's this scene where they're like just hanging out in a bar partying, and like, you know, Joss Whedon, who did a lot of stuff, but like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I forget what else he did the first Avengers movie, but he's got a knack for like comedic stuff and writing and dialogue. And there's this scene where they're just in the bar celebrating, and there's some like witty dialogue. All these guys are trying to lift Thor's hammer. And, like, for my money, like, that's the best scene in the whole movie, and that's not anywhere close to an action scene. It's just, like, funny, like, behind the scenes, like,
right.
You know, it's like a comedy for that little bit of time, and that's, like, my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
So, like, it's cool when, and I'm really interested for the next Thor movie. Thor movies have been my kind of least favorite of, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but the guy who's directing the next Thor movie is a guy named Taika Waititi. And he did Eagle vs. Shark with Jermaine Clement. It's like a New Zealand. He's a New Zealand director. I don't know if you saw that movie.
I haven't.
You should check it out. It's with Jermaine. It's really like weird. Everything New Zealanders do for whatever reason is hilarious to me. I love Flight of the Conchords. And, like, just their sense of humor about shit. And there's this really good movie, and you have Netflix now. You should check it out. It's called Hunt for the Wilder People. I think you might really like it. The protagonist is kind of a little bit like Jonah from Tonga. He's, like, this kid who's, like, a fucking asshole, but he's... You love him. And, like, yeah, it's this great movie that he did. He wrote and directed.
Yeah.
And now he's doing this Thor movie. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'm really excited to see what this is going to be all about, because... This really funny New Zealand guy is doing a Thor movie, so hopefully it's like this like dialogue heavy like comedy
right.
about like the absurdity of a superhero world. I don't know, but I'm excited for it. So, but it is a fatigue. Like every movie, every like fourth movie is a superhero movie.
Well, I don't watch that many movies now, I guess. Not all, really.
I can't believe that you read like as many books as I watch movies. How do you read so many books?
I don't know. I haven't been reading that much lately, actually.
But
now that I discovered the library, I'm like, oh, shit. Just get sweet books for free. It's awesome.
Yeah, the library is a good thing that needs to be...
They have this cool thing. Oh, it's not in this book.
God,
but they actually...
Go to the library.
They record how much the book is worth. And they, like, tell you, this year you've saved this much money by using the library kind of thing. And I think that's a really good idea. It's pretty interesting. It makes you, it's like, oh, shit, man, that's so much money.
I come in my pants when...
I mean, that's assuming you'd buy that book, but still.
There's deals on at grocery store sometimes, and every now and then you get the you saved line. Mm. And if that number is more than five, but like, I come
in I just love numbers and stats.
Yeah, me too.
I just love that statistic. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm never...
I think that's part of my deal with like trying to be like, yeah, just I have like I get off on saving money.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And like I get really excited when I know that I've that would be a big one for me.
But yeah, like
I like supporting things I'm into too. Like I'm happy that I bought NoFX's book twice because I got it on a Kindle, and there's like this click through option with this podcast I listen to called The Film Vault, and the first time I got it. I didn't use the click-through. I ordered it to Lisa's Kindle.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to... No, I think the first time I got it, we were, like, in a rush. We were going to our, like, mini honeymoon out in Greenwater. We rented a cabin. Mm-hmm. We were going on our mini honeymoon, and we were in this rush, and I wanted to get NoFX's book to read when we were on our... Because that's the only time I ever read is on vacation. That's, like, the only time. Mm. And I wanted to get this book before we left, and we were in a hurry. I'm always running behind. So I ordered the book... The Kindle version, because the Kindle version is cheaper, got to save money. And I used the Amazon click-through.
Yeah.
And then I don't have a Kindle. So I thought that I'd be able to, like, get it from my onto her Kindle, and that didn't work. So then we just got it again.
Yeah.
On her Kindle.
Yeah.
And I was going to just email Amazon and be like, hey, I refund me. You know, I bought this book twice. I only need it once. I don't have a Kindle. And I'm just kind of like, whatever. And, you know, NoFX is my favorite band, and they wrote a book, and... Maybe it's okay that I don't ask for my money back because maybe they're getting more of my support.
Yeah, probably. But
and I like supporting shit I'm into, but it is cool.
Yeah, check out the library, though.
Yeah, because that's where...
They have music and movies.
That's where Bob read NoFX's book.
Yeah.
He just got it at the library. Man. He found it at the library and read it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great thing. You can get fucking video games at the library now.
Yeah.
DVDs. I think it's a great way to read books, though. That's
you can get e-books as well.
Really?
You can get music on, like, all just downloadable.
Shit. Yeah.
Stream movies
There's
and
a
TV
lot of
shows.
Fucking government funding that goes into those things, too, that just gets wasted. Like, I'm such a huge proponent of that program. Government funding libraries.
It's awesome.
And, like, libraries are sweet. Like, you got a fucking Oscar-nominated book at the library, and you can get... Fucking NoFX's book at the library. This is a good thing going
I think
on over there.
Out of the
and
ten,
it's being wasted.
Out of the 10 books on the Man Booker long list, only one of them wasn't at the library.
Huh.
And 9 of them were all out. I was only able to get one. Oh, I was only able to get one at the library.
Well,
campus.
Then some people are using
the rest of them were out. Yeah, yeah.
Smart
exactly.
People are using their government funded.
They're being
the
used.
The government
at least.
Funds a lot of good shit. And, like, a lot of it just doesn't get used, and, like...
Yeah, I was only able to get one at the local library here, and then I found another one near where I work.
I gotta start going to the fucking library.
Yeah, man, sweet.
Huh.
Yeah.
Solving the world's problems on $2.
Well, I was going to buy a bunch of books on Amazon, and then I was like, oh, I should just check out the library, see if they have it.
The library.
Sure enough. So I just like put a bunch on hold as well. It'll probably take a few weeks to get up, but by the time I'm done these three books.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
It's eye-opening. Like, I never go to the library. I never read, though, so that's part of it.
Yeah, music, too. You can get, like, CDs and then just download them.
So you're kind of stealing, but, I mean, how many CDs did you steal over the course of your life when Napster and Kazaa and LimeWire were around?
Well, the library paid for it.
But now the library paid for it, so now it's like it's less unethical as LimeWire was.
Yeah, I guess, technically you're not supposed to, yeah, but whatever.
Well, you know what, though? This is what I contend. And you know what? I've got a lot of music on my iPod that I obtained, quote-unquote, illegally. I've got a lot of music on my iPod that I obtained legally as well that I paid for. I didn't even buy an Apple subscription and pay the monthly fee. Like, I actually bought their record.
Yeah.
And put it, you know, there's a lot that I've invested and supported as well. But how many live shows do you go to because you pirated someone's record?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you buy that record eventually, or you buy their new record, you know, like Strung Out. I've pirated a lot of their records. They happen to be one of the few bands that comes to Saskatoon a lot. I've seen them live in Saskatoon a lot, and I've bought a few of their records.
Mm-hmm.
After that period of Mad Caddies, you know, I pirated a few Mad Caddies records, but I ended up buying, you know, new Mad Caddies. I bought that, you know,
yeah.
Next new Mad Caddies, I bought it, you know, like it was hard on the record companies, especially the independent record companies and the bands and all that stuff, but it provided a lot of exposure that may not have happened otherwise either.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a good and bad. I think now, for a band to make any money nowadays, you pretty much have to tour.
Hmm.
But is that I guess it's a negative. Like, it'd be pretty sweet. Like, you put in the time to...
Are there any good shows coming up here?
Against Me is playing...
Really?
Late September.
Oh, I'll go.
And that's one I will go if my baby has
a baby. Oh, shit, yeah.
That was one that I never committed to. Usually I would have had tickets for it already. But
where are they playing it?
Louise. So that one I hadn't committed to yet because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it. But if I can make it, I'll be there.
So are tickets on sale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might go buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Show up. If you go right to the venue, you don't have to pay those stupid Ticketmaster service charges.
You mean like go to Louis? And
if you go to Louis and buy your ticket, then you don't gotta... Sweet. I think you save yourself like $5 or $6.
Going to the university, I'm taking Chinese lessons, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Back... Josh is back to school.
Yeah.
Back to school, Josh.
I know.
So,
So I'll go buy them.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But I think that... Yeah, like... And, you know, you put time into making a record, writing a record. I think you should be compensated for that. So, yeah, I mean, in a way, you can look at it and be like, well, fuck, you know, like, oh, these bands are mad because they got a tour now, and that's the only way they can make money, and it's like, I was about to say, like, maybe that should be the only way you can make money playing music is touring, but it's like, nah, touring's fucking hard, and you put money to create a record, maybe you, and you do deserve to get compensated for that, but it's changed, like, things change, things evolve, right? And sometimes it's unfortunate for people. I don't know why.
I think more people are paying for music now than ever, right?
Well, probably because you can...
Well, I shouldn't say more than ever, but like...
It's probably not...
More than what it was 10 years ago.
More than what it was. And it's not nearly as much as they used to pay because you used to buy every CD individually.
Now you can pay for songs.
Now you pay for having all the music in the world. And as long as you renew that subscription every month, you still get it. Now, the bands...
Yeah.
Get fucked over a little bit with that,
I'm
but
sure.
They're probably maybe making more than they used to make 10 years ago when everyone just LimeWired a record.
I don't buy as much music as I used to, but I guess over the last 5 years, like, I basically just bought the whole CD of whatever band I want to listen
nowadays,
to.
Nowadays when I
just
want
off
music,
iTunes.
It's usually Fat, like, a lot of the bands I listen to are on Fat Records, and they got digital downloads, so I've had a lot of digital downloads off Fat Records. Or other, like Google Play, you can download stuff. For some reason, I've never ordered anything off of iTunes. I just have it in my head that they're like this evil empire and that I should go to Google Play. Or
really?
I always want to get directly from the band or directly from the record label if
Fair
I
enough.
Can.
Yeah.
If I can't do that for whatever reason, probably just the contrarian in me always goes the Google Play route as opposed to the iTunes route. I don't know why that is.
All right.
I should look up, like, how much of... Maybe if there's... something will tell you how much of every download goes to every band versus iTunes, Google Play, you know, Spotify. Or is, I think Spotify is just like a... I don't think even
really
records off Spotify.
I don't really know what that is. I don't use it.
Yeah. You don't know what Spotify is?
I've heard of it.
Do you know what Snapchat is?
Yeah.
Are you just like out of the loop with everything because you've been outside of Canada for X amount of years?
Well, no. Shit, I don't know, man. Like, I don't use Snapchat or Instagram, at least.
I don't either. I'm old man.
And
old
I've never used either.
I haven't either. But most the kids these days...
I know that's what
I
they
work
use.
With... You know, I hang around some young kids. You know, I think I'm actually... On my baseball team, I'm the oldest player on the team now.
On your baseball team?
Yeah.
Really?
That's fucked.
Wow.
Like, we started as a junior team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the oldest guy on the team now.
Oh, shit.
By like 2 weeks, but I'm the oldest guy on the team. Okay. Everyone else is young. And, you know, there's... And that's been a great thing about, you know, the Saskatoon Stallions lately is we've somehow managed to foster this youth movement. We've picked up a lot of really great young players as the years have gone through. And part of that is because a couple of guys on our team coach one of the midget AAA teams.
Oh, yeah.
And that's helped. But there's just been like, yeah, there's just been these weird, fortuitous situations where we picked up some really great young players. And it's really wonderful playing sports with... I think that's part of the reason why I liked you so much when we first met is it's cool being like the older guy and Trevor Webb. I love that kid. I love that kid so much. And it's like creepy because he's like 12 years younger than me. He was, when I met that kid, he was like 9 years old.
You're making it sound way worse than it is.
I am. I hope the five listeners know me for real and know what, you know.
We get five listeners?
I think our last two buds got five listeners.
But
five
probably,
downloads, so
probably
three
one
listeners.
Of us.
Well, one of the downloads was me.
I probably downloaded it.
So Exner
automatically.
Downloaded.
Probably Exner.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe Scott.
I don't, yeah.
Or,
probably.
Sorry, Bob. Oh, shit. Fuck that one up.
I don't know. For me, like, if you never saw your friends very often, this kind of bugs me a little bit. I have a bone of contention about this to the point where I'm like, maybe we're not as good of friends as I think we are. Because if you had friends that you didn't get to see very often and they put out a weekly podcast where they just hung out with each other, would you not listen to that? Like, as much as you could, you were like kind of a loyal listener of Grown Men Color.
I listened to every episode.
For me, if you did that, if you were putting out weekly podcasts when you were in Hong Kong, I would have been listening to every episode. Do you not want to, like, maybe we're not as good of friends as I thought we were because all these friends, Eric, you know, all these friends.
They got a kid. He's got a kid. He's got two kids, right?
Yeah, that's true. I agree. But, you know, there's all these out-of-town friends or all these friends that I don't see all the time. And it's like, you know what? If you guys were putting out podcasts, I'd be listening to that shit.
Do they know you're putting out a podcast?
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Maybe they don't listen to podcasts. Some people don't listen to podcasts.
A lot of people don't listen to podcasts. That's true.
So, like, I mean, like, if you're not
listening to that shit as much as possible because I want to hear my... Like, Graham's podcast.
Does he still have a podcast?
He has a podcast. You should listen to Salad Days.
Oh, I will.
It's only him. The other... Three guys you don't know.
A solo show?
It's Graham and his three friends. It's a great podcast. And I love listening to that show because I love Graham. And I get to hang out with Graham. Like, would you... And five...
I
want to
hang out with Graham.
Five fucking downloads.
I haven't seen Graham in probably 10 years now.
Salad Days podcast.
Maybe not 10 years. That's probably extreme.
And they haven't put in an episode in like 3 years.
Shit, probably like 8 years though.
But like, you want to hear from Graham? Maybe in a more recent time than the last time you talked to him? Then fucking listen to his podcast. Why aren't people listening to us? Because it must not be.
Probably
because
our podcasts are 2 hours long.
It's probably me. They're probably just pretending to be friends with me and they're not actually.
No.
It hurts. It hurts my feelings. If you would have been doing a podcast, Josh, I would have been listening to every episode. If Serena would have been putting out, I don't even, you know, I'm getting to know Serena and I'm very happy with what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if she put out a weekly podcast, even if she's said it in Chinese, even if it wasn't even an English podcast,
mm-hmm.
I would listen to that shit and try to learn Chinese. That's maybe a bit of a stretch.
Now, can you 用中文?
What's that mean? Should we wrap it up?
Sure.
I'm really having a good time.
I know, man. I'm having a blast. I'm kind of drunk right now.
I got a little bit of a buzz on also.
Yeah.
I'm about an hour and 15 minutes late for my...
Yeah, you probably have to
my uncle's 60th birthday. I'm probably like the shitty family member that everyone thinks is.
Is Lisa going to this?
She is, but she's not off work till 8.
Oh, so that's kind of why you're like, yeah.
No, it's not. I'd just rather be here than be there. That's why I'm not there. Right. I want to be there, but... It'd be great if you could split yourself into two and just be in two places. Like, don't you... Isn't there times where, like, you're contractually obligated to be somewhere, but you'd rather be somewhere else, but you do actually want to be there, too? If you could just, you know, split yourself up, be two places. You can never be in two places because there's only one of you.
Yeah, you know? It's true.
But that's a words of wisdom from a Home Star Runner sketch. One of the few live action
ones. That website doesn't exist anymore, does it?
No, they're going again.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Good.
One last thing we'll talk about before we wrap up. Have you done anything with having Netflix yet? You watched Planet Earth with your wife?
I don't think we watched it, really.
What?
Have we used Netflix?
We used it last time we was here.
That was it.
And then we turned it off when he left.
You were just putting it on just to make me happy. And then
yeah,
just
I think I tried to look for stuff later, but then I didn't. I don't know. It was overwhelming.
There is a lot of stuff.
And I didn't know what to search for because I don't know what anything is.
Okay, I'll give you a few things.
And then I realized I just didn't want to watch, and I was like, turned off.
Do you like the stand-up comedy of Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, but I listened to his latest stuff, and I wasn't as into it.
What?
I don't know, man.
His new specials are incredible. They're fucking incredible. They're at the exact level, if not better, than For What It's Worth.
I agree with you there. I agree with it. It's as good as For What You're Worth. I didn't find it as funny. Maybe my sense of humor has changed.
Maybe you're more PC nowadays.
Probably.
Huh.
I don't know. It's not that I get offended.
Do you not like stand-up comedy?
It's just that I love stand-up comedy.
Bill Burr?
Yeah, I love Bill Burr.
There's some Bill Burr Netflix specials. There's some Louis C.K. Netflix
I watched the Louis C.K. one. I had the same issue.
Okay, you know what? The most latest Louis C.K. on Netflix is not as good. He did an HBO special called Oh My God that is better than 2017.
Maybe I am. Like, fuck, man. Maybe I am too PC or something. But, like, because I watched Louis C.K. on Saturday Night Live and I fucking loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But I prefer that to maybe, like, his actual stand-up routine where, you know, he's cursing and shit. I don't know what it is. Like, it's not like I get offended.
What
it's just I don't find it as funny.
His show.
I like his show a lot,
his
too.
His show's so good.
I really like his show. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just have a
just
higher sense of humor probably. Than most people.
Maybe, you got high standards.
Maybe I'm more, just more refined.
Yeah, I'd say those days.
Because I love Louis C.K. Like, you know,
Anything
that I can find on him on YouTube or whatever, like, before, I would always watch. Like, same with Bill Burr. Like, like, just interviews on, like, Conan.
Bill Burr's got some specials on Netflix that are absolutely
hilarious. No, Bill Burr's fucking hilarious, man.
Jim Jefferies. I mean, Netflix, even for stand-up comedy alone, is remarkable. But, I mean, did you ever watch Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I love Better Call Saul.
So good.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll probably watch that then.
First two seasons are on.
Because I watched, like, I think most or all the first season while I was, like, flying
season
somewhere.
Season two is on Netflix now.
Yeah.
What else?
Most of the TV shows and movies I watch are on airplanes over the last few years.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't have TV or Netflix.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, for sure.
We watched movies, though. And we watched, like, Sherlock Holmes Elementary.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
It's
do you like sci-fi shit?
It's alright. Yeah.
Black Mirror is pretty cool. The very first episode is not really that sci-fi. It's a total departure from the rest of the show. So I would say watch maybe other episodes and then go back to that first episode.
Yeah, probably just forget it now.
Rick and Morty, unfortunately, isn't on Netflix. But for my money, that's maybe the best show on television right now. You can't get it on Netflix, unfortunately. So I'm not really plugging Netflix really well. What's the first, if there's, you should watch Master of None. So you know who Aziz Ansari is?
Yeah, I love
Aziz
Ansari.
did, he's done a series. And, like, I'm a big fan of his stand-up, but the stuff that he deals with in his series is, like, it's remarkable. Like, it's super, there's the second episode of Master of None. I'd really love to hear your take on that if you watched that one. You probably, just to be chronologically orderly, you should maybe watch the first episode. But the second episode is, there's some shit, I don't want to give it away, but it might really relate with where you guys are in your lives right now. It's like, he's just, it's like Lou, like I love Louis C.K.'s stand-up, but for me, I think his show is better than his stand-up. Because he deals, there's a three-part arc on Louis where he's, Letterman's retiring, and he's trying to get the Tonight Show gig. He guests on Leno,
yeah,
and it just goes viral. Like, he's a big hit.
Yeah.
And then Letterman's retiring, Louis C.K. is trying to get the job for the,
yeah,
for the, and that's only on American Netflix. But, like, comedians are smart people. And yeah, it's not always about jokes with them. Like, they're sometimes, they got, like, good insights on shit. And, like, when they're allowed to be more than just funny, you know, Rogan's podcast for me is a big one. The guy's a comedian and he's the best MMA color commentary in the commentator in the world. But, like, he's got shit to say.
Yeah,
and, like,
he's
a lot
okay.
Of comedians,
oh, that could be a good debate. Mm-hmm. Next episode?
Well,
we talk about,
yeah,
Rogan.
Yeah, we can talk about Rogan. Rogan is, yeah, I mean, I don't know how familiar. If you listen to Rogan every day, for me, I would fail to see how you would have a problem with him, because
I've listened to a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's a little overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, that's a cliffhanger for
next
you're
week.
You're fucking trashing my beloved Joe Rogan.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing. That's what bothers me, how, like, people look up to, like, his viewpoint and all these topics. It's like, he's not, oh, God. Like, he's a, like, yeah, he's a podcaster. He's, like, this MMA dude. Yeah, okay,
best
he's got,
he's,
yes, he's not an idiot.
He's the best podcaster.
But it's, like, is he really that crucial to listen to? And, like, do you really need to take his viewpoint as, like, gospel? I don't know about that.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. And, like, it's one of those things, you know, like, yeah, he interviews smart people. Like, I get it. But you're still only getting a snapshot of all these different topics. And I don't think you're
it's
getting
a 3-hour show. His podcasts are 3 hours long. You're getting a snapshot?
Yeah.
I think you're getting the whole,
yeah, you're getting one person each time, right? And he's talking to that person. And so it's like, yeah, I'm sure some of the topics are covered in depth, but it's like not, yeah, I don't know. It just, something about it bothers me a little bit. Like, I know how popular it is, and it's just, yeah.
Huh.
I don't think it's that great.
Fucking contrarian Josh over here.
Well, is that really contrarian?
I think,
like,
you're just trying to
Joe
be,
Rogan?
I
like,
you're trying to be out
he's
there,
this,
man.
He's the Fear
he's
Factor host.
He's a super positive person. No, he's not the Fear Factor host. He is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, who's not that funny at stand-up comedy?
Actually, is, have you, when was
yes,
the last time?
I've seen a stand-up
which,
comedy.
When?
I don't know, a few years ago.
Which?
So he all of a sudden got better in the last few years?
I think his stand-up comedy is great.
I don't know.
When was the last one you saw? If you listen to a recent Rogan, like, I think it's on the level of anyone else, any of the top comedians in the world. I think he's on that level. He's not. I'm not going to say he's better than Dave Chappelle or he's better than Louis C.K., but I think he's on that level.
You think he's on the same level as Louis C.K. or Bill Burr?
Yeah. I don't think he's. Okay, gun to my head, I'm not going to say that he's as good as Bill Burr, but he's in the same ballpark. He's definitely playing the same sport. He's good, man. He's a super positive.
All right. You show me some good Joe Rogan
stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big debate. Well, for me, this is a sticking point right now because I'm having a boy and I am super against we're not circumcising our kid. Not doing it. And I'm very happy to know that my beloved Joe Rogan supports me on that.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
What? You need his approval to not
no,
circumcise
no,
your child?
I don't think I do, but I, you know. He's a super... Man, come on.
I don't know. I don't think
you're shitting on it a little too... It's super... Okay, there's not a... Like, whether or not you think... And I'm going to debate this to the end. But whether or not you think that he's the best podcaster out there, which he is... There's definitely nothing bad that can
I don't
come,
listen to him.
There's nothing bad that can come from listening to Joe Rogan. He's super positive. He weighs both sides of the issues on stuff. I think, you know,
What are you trying to get?
What are you doing, Charlie? Talking about Joe Rogan here. It seems like you're getting a good, solid, smart stance on things, and you might not agree.
I don't know if you are.
What are you basing this off of?
I've watched a bunch of his, like, YouTube clips and stuff of his podcast.
What are some of those clips?
What are, like, specifically who he's talking to? Yeah. I don't really remember the names of the people he's talking to.
What are the subjects?
Like, oftentimes they're talking about MMA, but they talk about all sorts of things.
Oftentimes they're talking about MMA, so right away you're in one lane.
What do you mean?
Well, oftentimes they're talking about MMA, so, like...
But, I mean, they'll talk about all sorts of topics. They'll talk about, like... science topics, like nutrition, like all sorts of things. And I just don't think that, you know, I know how popular his TV show is, or his podcast is, and I just don't, you know, I think he's like the Dr. Oz of podcasting,
basically. Oh my god, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
How? The Dr. Oz of podcasting?
Yeah.
Are you fucked?
Because he's making things popular that probably don't have as much backing as he thinks they do. But of course, like, in his experience, in his life, they have had, like, some sort of huge impact. And then he's spreading that message to millions and millions of people.
I will say that there's maybe a little bit of a disconnect.
And it's like...
because he's rich.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, not just that, though, man. Like, he's got very strong viewpoints on certain issues that I don't think line up with the evidence.
What are some of those examples?
Well, you were telling me about, like, the
nutrition thing. Ketogenic diets.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, stuff like that. And then...
the Dr. Oz of podcasting.
Yeah.
Who should I be listening to for podcasts then?
Well, what do you want to listen to?
Well, I like to be entertained while I learn stuff. I have a really hard time. Even when I'm listening to Rogan and he has smart people on, I'm like, yeah, just throw some more comedians on here. I'd rather listen to Hannibal Buress, Bill Burr, or, you know, Joey Diaz on Rogan. I don't really want to hear.
Yeah,
Sam
I mean,
Harris.
If they're talking about MMA, I'm into it.
Or if
that's what I'm saying. I think he needs to stay
life,
in it. I think he needs
circumcision. Abortion. He's got, I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of most of where he's coming from.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. I guess I just don't.
I lie politically, like, you know.
I guess I just don't, is the thing.
You don't think that the Charlottesville shit was bad and that it's, you know, like, there's a lot of, I think you would align politically with a lot of what he says.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of it,
like
I don't listen to it, I don't find it that great. I don't find it that groundbreaking, I don't find it that amazing.
How many hours of, like, you don't listen to it, is what you said.
Well, I've listened to some of it.
Oh. Okay, so who should I listen to then?
What do you want to listen to?
Okay, I want to get smart. Just tell me anything sports, smart, funny, insightful. Where are my lanes that I need to hit? Film. Is there a film podcast I should be listening to? Is there a book podcast I should be listening to? Is there an educational? Like, where do you...
Are you asking me what I listen to?
Yeah. I basically, that's what I'm doing.
All right. I listen to Canada Land, which is like a media critic podcast for Canadian media, which is really good.
Okay.
And then I listen mostly to nutrition podcasts, actually. And then beyond that, I listen to Hockey Central at Noon.
That's a fucking TV show.
No, it's a podcast.
No, it's a TV show.
It's a
podcast. That they podcast.
What do you think Rogan is? They're sitting around microphones talking.
That's
it's the same fucking thing.
Hockey Central is a TV show / radio show. That is transcribed to podcast. It is different. Don't let me tell you. Tell me that it's not different.
It is.
It's different.
The same
radio
thing.
Shows versus podcasts are 100% different. I listen to some radio shows that are podcasted.
Why? Because it's edited? Same with Canada Land. Same with all the other podcasts I listen to. Hockey Central News, the same as the other podcasts I listen to. Maybe originally, but it's moved. I'm sure way more people listen to it.
Do you listen to American Wyszynski?
I don't know what that is.
That's a good hockey podcast. Jeff Merrick? You ever listen to Jeff Merrick?
He's on the Hockey Central News podcast.
All right.
Well, regularly.
Maybe I need to listen to the Hockey Central at Noon podcast.
It is a
is
podcast.
It a okay, because there is Hockey Central at Noon.
Yeah.
With blah, blah,
Doug
blah.
Doug McLean, Nick Kiprios, and
I'm
Darren
pretty sure that's a radio show that they put
it
on
probably was originally, because it's been around for a long time. But I'm sure more people listen to the podcast now. And it's like, it's a 40 to 50 minute episode.
Because
sure, call it a fucking radio show. Who cares? It's as a podcast now.
Well, you can get it.
Same with like, what?
You can get it as a podcast.
Sure.
It's actually a radio
cool,
show.
Man.
Gormley is a podcast if you download Gormley as a podcast. But it's not a podcast, it's a radio show. They have commercials every like 10 minutes. And they're like 5-minute commercial breaks.
Okay, but they don't have commercial breaks.
Well, they don't because they edit those out of the podcast. But if you watch that show on TV,
Why does it matter, though?
It's different.
Why is it different? In what way is it differently?
It's a fucking TV show that is edited.
It's audio only. It's not a TV show. It's audio only.
Yeah, it's a radio show.
That you listen to. Okay, it's a radio show versus a podcast?
It's different. Anyways.
Explain to me how it's different.
Because it's a radio. Because it's not.
You're just repeating over and over that it's a radio show.
Well, they're on TV for one, so maybe some of the things they talk about.
Rogan's not recorded online. How do I watch it
on
YouTube?
On YouTube.
They're talking to a mic. It's the same
thing.
They're
not on a network. They're not on. You think that they're going to not talk about all the stuff they want to when they're on Sportsnet? You think they're just going to talk about whatever they want when they're on Sportsnet? Versus YouTube.
Oh, you're just saying because it's on a network? But you could say that about a lot of podcasts. A lot of podcasts are G-rated.
Which one? When? What
stuff
ones?
You should know.
Okay, that's on.
Because they don't have explicit label, right? It's the same thing, I suppose.
Well, it's a little different than being on TV. That podcast, which I contend is a radio show, is on TV. So you're getting a different... I'm sure that a lot of the stuff they do is very authentic, but it is not the same as a fucking podcast where they can... Everyone can say... We can say whatever we want. They can say whatever we want. I'm sure they say a lot of the shit they want, but Jeff Merrick probably doesn't talk about weed as much on fucking Hockey Central at noon that he does on Merrick versus Wyshynski. It's different. It just is.
Right. All right. Cool.
But I will download that and put it into my... It will be on the rotation. It will be on the lead podcast rotation. I'm sure it's a great show. I'm just saying that it's different.
Because we need to listen about more people smoking weed. Like, not everything needs to be explicit either, is the thing.
I agree. Yeah.
And right. I mean, sorry, man. I don't think Rogan's as smart as you probably think he is.
Well, that's up for debate. It will be debated.
It'll be for the next one.
You know what, though? It's not, he's not trying to be smart. I think, like, when he argues points, a lot of his first thing he says is, like, I'm not contending that he's smart. I just think he's a positive person to listen to, and he takes in information, and he listens, and he tries to learn shit about shit. And, like, I think that the whole, if everyone in the world listened to Rogan, I think it'd be a better place. And maybe there's, what do you mean,
I don't think he's that great.
You're basing it off of, you've got no better argument to Rogan than I do about Hockey Central at noon. Like, you don't listen.
Well, your argument was it's a radio or it's a TV show compared to a podcast.
Yeah, which is valid.
And we'll let people decide if that's an argument that's
our five listeners will
that
chime
deep.
In on that.
I don't really understand what that means, or if that's actually an argument of some sort. But I mean, I think with Rogan, I just think that he takes snapshots of certain issues.
3 hour snapshots. 3 hour
sure,
conversations.
3 hours. You can learn a lot in
when
3 hours.
When have we ever sat down for 3 hours?
It's the length of a weekly university course. Can you learn a certain topic in 3 hours? I don't think so. And I don't think he necessarily... He'll interview one person, but I don't think he gets in as in-depth as a lot of people. And he's not... You know, he doesn't have that background to really dig deep into issues, I don't think. And I don't know. I have yet to hear something from Rogan that has really impressed me that much.
Huh. All right.
If you can present that to me,
yeah,
sure.
Well, it'll be a lot of listening to snapshots from other podcasts on our podcast. Which...
Well, no, I mean, you can just show it to me before and, like, we can talk about it.
Okay, sure. Okay. What other podcasts do you listen to, Josh? Are you upset, Serena? Is this... You want your husband back?
I want to get ice cream.
What? You need me?
I want to go get ice cream. I can't drive by myself.
Oh, is it drive? What do you want? Dairy Queen?
Was she going to walk to Dairy Queen, you dick? Your wife wants ice cream, and you're sitting here talking to me.
What
an
asshole.
From where, though?
I mean, no matter Dairy Queen,
Oh.
You guys should go to Homestead. Go to Homestead Ice Cream and Snack. get the Saskatoon Berry ice cream.
Okay, cool. Let's wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up. What other podcasts do you listen to? What's that Canada Media one?
Canada Land.
Canada Land.
Yeah.
All right. Hockey Central at noon.
Yeah.
What else?
I listen to a few nutrition podcasts.
Okay. You listen to Stuff You Should Know?
I used to, not so much anymore.
I got out of Stuff You Should Know. What about Surprisingly Awesome?
No, I
haven't. That one was awesome because Adam McKay, the guy who did Anchorman and The Big Short.
You
should watch The Big Short, actually. That's another great movie that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's not on it anymore, so it sucks now.
Yeah.
What about This American Life? Radioland? Or not Radioland.
No, Well,
not Radioland. What Radio Lab?
I don't know. I can't listen to that many. I think that's all I listen to.
You should start listening to them.
Because I read.
Okay. You got me. You really cut to the core of me, Baxter. If you get the podcast app on your phone, you can start listening to shit at double time.
I don't want to do that. That sounds horrible.
It's not that bad. If it's educational shit, I won't listen to an entertaining podcast.
I have trouble enough retaining information at normal speed.
Your brain adjusts quickly.
I don't know if it does.
Chris will attest to double time.
I don't know if I'd retain it.
At double time.
Well, that's fair, but I don't think I retain information at normal speed enough. I have to go back and listen to things multiple times.
So go back and listen to it. You still save yourself some time. You can add some more podcasts to the Josh rotation.
Yeah, Josh rotation probably needs to get cut already. So I've listened to way less since I've come back here.
Reading more books.
Yeah.
Watching more movies.
Less. Well, normal. I don't
eating
really
more ice cream with your wife.
Apparently.
All right. Excited. Close us out. Sorry, Serena. I didn't mean to keep ice cream out of your.
Things got heated here.
That's good. It's good.
I know.
You know, keep the listeners entertained. You're wanting to argue about shit, so
I know.
So we can argue about.
I like it.
All right, so give us something to end off on.
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else? No, Serena's. You want to close the show?
Signing off, it's Jeremy Dodge from CTV Morning Live.